Miller, a big back down there. Clocking in at 6'0", 210 as a running back. And you can tell out there, he's a load to bring down.
He's a big boy. I mean, Ron and I have been talking about, you know, sizes of players. I don't remember what team it was, but one team had a guy who was 6'5" and 325 pounds. That's a big boy.
Not somebody I'd like to line up.
No way. All right, so Creed Smith from the shotgun has a man in motion, two guys in the backfield. He'll hand it off again to DJ Miller. He's the go-to guy. He'll get a couple more, and a flag comes down late on the play. Ball at the 35.
Might have been in the vicinity of holding there. The back judge is the one that called that one.
Game was three on the play.
Oh, got a false start here. No play. We're going to move it back 5 yards and try again. Shasta coming in 9-1 there. One loss to undefeated Pleasant Valley, which, as my co-partner here alluded to, playing Foothill tonight. PV, the number one seed. Foothill, the number five seed, defeating Enterprise this week in a great game. But it cost them their number one receiver, Patrick Blake. So Foothill is playing with one of their best players unavailable.
We did that game last week, and we saw him limping off the field, but we didn't hear. When you told me here tonight about Patrick Blake, that's upsetting news for Foothill. From the shotgun, Creed Smith, number four, takes the snap. He's going to run an option right there. He'll pitch it out to the right-hand side. That goes to number eight,
ooh, big
Kamar McMillian, and he's hammered.
Gain of maybe one or two there.
McMillan is one of the favorite receivers of Creed Smith. We'll see him throwing the ball to him a lot tonight. They're going to depend on him. McMillan, number eight, who is already lined up wide to the left, waiting for the play to come in.
Good team speed showed there by Shasta's defense, getting to the sideline, keeping that to a short game. We're going to have about 3rd and 9 here.
Watch the middle now.
Smith with two men in the backfield, one guy wide to the right. He goes in motion, one guy to the left. That's McMillan. Shasta showing blitz. Here it comes. Pressure on Smith. Smith, left-hander, throws it down to about the 22-yard line, and that ball is incomplete.
Ball thrown into traffic, two Wolves and two Panthers right around, and we've got a Panther a little slow to get up on the far side of the field here. Now, 4th and 9, let's see what they want to do here on the 43-yard line or thereabouts of Shasta.
That's McMillan, their main guy, who's slow to get up. He limps off the field.
Looks like we're going to have a timeout here. Let's take a short break and kick it back to the studio, and we'll be right back
on KCNR.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field, 4th down for Chico. They elect to punt. They kick it down inside the 10. The ball will be marked at the 8-yard line, and Shasta will go back to work.
So that vaunted Shasta offense comes back onto the field, right down the field for a score on their first play. The hell you're doing the majority of the damage on that triple option attack. And Cadney's in the shotgun ready to go here with four wide.
Here we go. Got that spread offense going right now. Shasta, their hurry up. They've been great at that all season long. Cadney's takes the snap. Quick out over to number three of Kyle Muckle. And Muckle gets out across the 20 and out about the 23-yard line.
Going to have our first down, Shasta. Nice play action pass there and a quick out. And he got around the corner, able to get the first down. Shasta right back up to the line. No rest for that Chico defense. And they're going to bunch it up with only two wide receivers, one to either side and one back in the backfield.
And here comes the snap right now. They'll take it. Hand it off right up the middle, and that's Justin Hellyer. He's got a little bit of room. He's out to the 30, 35, and driven out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
Nifty move, sidestepping tacklers there. He's got another first down, and they have not had an answer so far for Hellyer.
15-yard game.
You know, we talked a little bit about J.C. Hunsaker, the coach, and him coming in here for this first year. He has changed the entire culture of this Shasta football club, and it's been very impressive since day one when they opened up at this very same field against Anderson. That's our first game of the year.
Chico
will take a timeout. We're going to stay right here with you. 7:22 left to play. 7-0 Shasta. Stay here, quarterfinal playoff game. Winner will move on to play the winner of the Foothill and PV game, which is also going on right now.
Shasta again 9-1, Chico 7-4. Chico getting past Paradise 42-21 in their quarterfinal matchup last week. Shasta with the bye as the number two seed. Pleasant Valley is that number one seed. They also had a bye, and they play, as we alluded to, Foothill, which beat Enterprise in their quarterfinal last week.
So. We've done a lot of these games, Kyle, this year, and sometimes we're in the press box, but I'm telling you what, I like it out here in the middle of the people. You got the spirit, you got the feel, you got the rowdies. We like the rowdies.
Could not ask for better weather tonight. We are mid to low 60s, perhaps.
There's a snap right there, and that's a fake handoff to Hellyer, and a deep throw over to the right-hand side. That's intended for Kyle Muckle, and he didn't even know it was coming.
Yeah, it looks like Cadney's just trying to get rid of that under pressure, not really open down the right side. And like I said, I don't even think he knew the ball was coming his direction. So we're going to have 2nd and 10 here.
Kyle Cadney's got his team up on the line right now. Wide receiver to the right. There's one in motion there. And that goes right up the middle for a short gain. Justin Hellyer, he's been called upon several times already. Just a short game near the 40 at the moment.
Have not seen Schneider carry the ball yet, and Muckle, I believe, perhaps one carry on that first drive, if I remember correctly, and they've tried to get him the ball in the pass. But Shasta here in the shotgun again, two wide bunch formation.
Cadenese takes the snap, hands it off to Kyle Muckle, and he's got lots of room. He's down to the 30. He cuts it back to the right, and he's finally brought down at the 21-yard line.
Great misdirection play by Shasta. Muckle had the ball into the second level before Chico even knew what was going on.
Boy, Shasta came to play tonight.
Well, you know, we were alluding to before, they played on that muddy track, did not score in the first half, and it looks like they kind of took that personally because they're marching down for their second score here with a little over 6 minutes to play left in the first quarter.
Right up on the ball. There's the snap. Cadenese takes it, throws it down to the left-hand side. Ball intended for number 7, Josh Wood, and that's incomplete.
Nice defense by number 11, Cliff Jackson, on the play there, giving away at least 5 inches to the 6'4 Wood. And a nice play to break up the pass there without interfering. So we're going to have 2nd and 10 here. Cadenese with 18 touchdowns, 4 picks, not a ton of yards. They want to run the ball and then get him plays on play action to get receivers loose.
But they've done a great job on the ground so far. Here's the snap right there. Handoff goes right up the middle to Justin Hellyer, and nobody touched him. Touchdown, Shasta.
Man in motion, Schneider handed to Hellyer right up the middle, untouched for a 19-yard touchdown run. Shasta, 13-0, putting it on the Chico Panthers.
Well, that makes it interesting already. 6:31 left in the first period. Shasta leads 13-0. Here comes the extra point. I do like that cannon. That's the only team in the league that's got a cannon every time that they score, which is kind of neat. Kind of gives you a college feel. Here's the extra point set up right now. There's the snap. It's placement. It's down. The kick is up, and it is good. And now we've got 14-0 with 6:31 left to play. 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back on KCNR.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
I'm back here at Thompson Field, set to go for the kickoff. Chico already down 14-0, 6:31 left to play in the first period.
Great crowd here tonight at Thompson Field. Shasta looking to reach its first Section 2 title game since 2008. And looking to win their first championship since 1988, long before any of these players were even
born.
An imagination, yeah.
That's right. Okay, so here's the kickoff, set to go. Nice short kick, goes only down to about the 30, and number 15, Blake Blaine grabs it and steps out of bounds.
Does Shasta a favor there. That would have gone out of bounds to give him the ball at the 40, but he caught it and immediately stepped out of bounds right around the 29 or the 30. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 28. So Chico's going to take over here. They've dug themselves a hole, and they need to, at the very least, have put together a good drive here to keep that defense off the field.
Chico already at a 14-0 deficit. 6:31 left to play in the first period. Shasta has shown up, scored twice right off on both of their first two possessions.
Chico on their first drive able to run the ball with some authority, but bogged down and got in a third and long.
There's the snap. Smith hands it off to DJ Miller, and he'll come across over to the left-hand side, and he's up probably gain of about 10, possibly 11. That could be another first down, or the first down for Chico.
For a good size back, he's got some nice feet. He bounced that outside and rumbled for a gain of 10, maybe 11 yards. And it's going to take more than one guy to get him down.
He's a big dude.
Chico not in quite the same hurry up as Shasta, so we've got a little room to breathe between snaps here when they've got the ball. But you can see they want to establish the run and make Shasta stay on the field here.
That's their plan right now, and a man in motion at McMillan. They'll fake a handoff and hang on to it, and Creed Smith is hammered behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a couple of yards on that one.
Nice play by Zane Zanaroli there, staying home on the fake and taking the quarterback down in the backfield. We're going to have a short loss. It's going to be about second and 11. Hey. Brings up second and 11. Chico looking to the sideline play, getting called in here.
You know, there's a lot of hand signals going on. Sometimes they run a play in for the player off the sidelines. It's a little disruptive. It seems a little confusing, but it's by design. So Creed Smith now, 2 men in the backfield with him. Here comes the snap. Shotgun, fake hand off to Miller. Quick throw out to the left-hand side. There's wide a man open. Wide open. He's across the 50, down to the 40 and 35. And there's a flag late on the play. Number 42, the receiver. It's like Nate Quanzen.
Great play action there. And 42, he's a good-sized guy as well. They like to get the ball in the hands of their big playmakers.
6'2", 250.
Is that all?
That's all.
29 yards on the reception.
You got a left-handed quarterback here for Chico, and they rolled him out to that side, and nobody stayed with number 42. First down on second and long there, and we're going to see what the penalty is here. 1 second.
Referee has the call. It'll be a pass interference call on Chico. So that play will be negated. You know, the one play that gives Chico a little bit of a morale boost comes back. So that's going to knock him down a little bit. Here comes the call. Boy, second down is going to be a big 15-yard penalty. The first down marker is at the 49-yard line, and they're going to be all the way back at the 23. Got a long way to go.
Second and 26 or so. Second and 25.
Goodness.
Yeah, you hate to see a play like that executed so well with the receiver. Great play design, wide open, and evidently a push-off. Maybe that's why he was so wide open.
That's quite possible. Okay, two receivers out to the right, two guys in the backfield with Creed Smith set to take the snap. There's the snap. Fades immediately back to pass, throws it over the middle. McMillan had it for a second and dropped it. It's incomplete.
Good play call there again by Chico. They called the screen on a Shasta blitz, had a man with a convoy in front of him, just unable to make the catch. That one could have been, that one still might be going if he'd have caught that.
You know, Chico beat Paradise last week, but it was about 3 weeks ago when their number one running back, Cameron Alfaro, sustained an ankle injury, and he's out there tonight, and he's dressed out in uniform, but he has not been in the game yet, and he is a definite threat if he gets in that football game, depending on how his ankle is doing for him. Set to go. Smith takes a snap, immediately throws it out to the right-hand side. He's got a receiver wide open. That is number 11. Cliff Jackson. Jackson picks up a handful of yards and ran out of bounds at about the 28.
Again, good speed to the ball there by Shasta, and we're going to have fourth and very long. We're going to get a punt here from about the 29-yard line.
And we'll get to see Justin Hellier return this punt.
Hellier thus far the star of the game with two touchdowns.
Oh, the kid's big. He's gotten a lot of press over the last couple of weeks, and he's just a really impressive football player. He stands at his own 29-yard line. Yagi on the punt.
That looks like it might take a nice bounce, and Hellyer will completely stay away from it, and it will roll down to about the 33-yard line, and that's where Shasta will take over with 4:30 left to play in the first. Shasta leads 14 to nothing.
Shasta looking strong here in the first quarter. 4.5 minutes left to play in that first period.
I was telling you about that guy who's 6'5", 325. He's on this team. He's number 58 on the defensive line right in the middle. He's like the nose tackle. Handoff right up the middle over to the kind of drifts out to the left-hand side. And there was a fumble on the play, and they're saying Chico recovered that ball.
Nothing doing on that run to the left side. I don't know if it was designed to the left or if he just bounced it outside. But again, Shasta swarming to the ball. And they're going to say that.
So Chico recovered the ball. Yeah. So it'll be first and 10 for Chico. Ball at the 28-yard line.
Well, if you're in a young, long yardage situation, fumble and pick it back up, and there you go.
Yeah. All right, so Creed Smith gets another opportunity to make something happen. Ball at the 28-yard line. Two men in the backfield, two men out wide. Handoff goes to number 21. Alfaro is in the game for the first time. He'll pick up a handful right there, and he looked pretty good.
Off the left side there, you're going to have about second and five or so, maybe a second and six. And Chico trying to show some signs of life here. This is the best drive they've had thus far, down to the Shasta 24-yard line.
You wonder if they just kind of held on to Alfaro to see if they really needed him tonight, but they obviously do early on. Hand off again to Alfaro. They're going to start keying on him. He's over to the left-hand side around the corner. Not enough for a first down, but close to it.
We're going to have third and short here. Two straight runs there by their feature back. Remains to be seen if they try to go with a two-headed back tonight with the big back Miller, who was featured prominently on the first drive to some success. But you know they want to get the ball to number 21. He's their feature back.
You know if he's in the game, they're going to be using him a lot. Short distance for fourth down or third down. Alfaro, the ball carrier, he's close to it. We'll find out where the exact spot is. Shasta is indicating a fumble. Referee has indicated that Shasta has recovered that fumble. Wow, interesting turn of events already here in the first period.
Chico driving down the field inside the 20, and they cough it up on the third carry of the night by Alfaro. Shasta's going to take over deep in their own territory, but that hasn't been an issue thus far tonight as they have moved the ball with great efficiency, mostly with number 5, Hellyer. Here's Cadenese in the shotgun.
Here comes that hurry up. Cadenese takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy. That's Muckle. He picks up a handful across the about the 23, 24-yard line.
Nice open field tackle there by Chico to keep that one from going any further. We're going to have about second and six. And Shasta wasting no time. Four wide, one back. Now comes in motion. That's Hellyer. And
there's
like
flag.
A penalty.
Flag.
I don't think we had everybody set for that one.
So this is unofficial, but in the first period, PV already leads Foothill 21 to nothing.
Well, as a Foothill alum, that's disappointing. PV, undefeated 10-0 this year, certainly favored in every game they've been in. Shasta gave them the best game they've had thus far, 28-21. But evidently, Foothill having a hard time with the undefeated number one seed tonight in Chico.
Here comes the snap right now. Cadenese kind of a little shovel pass to Muckle right in the middle. He'll gain about 1 yard, and he's immediately brought down at about the 18-yard line.
Interesting play design there. We had a fake sweep to the left, and then that quick shovel pass up the middle. Chico stayed home and swallowed him up. We're going to have third and about 11 here.
Brings up third and 11.
Big down here for Chico, trying to get off the field. They can stop this Shasta offense for the first time tonight.
There's a handoff to Muckle over to the right-hand side. He's got a little bit of running room.
Look out.
He'll cut into the inside. Now he's got more room. He's one guy to beat, and he's not going to do it, but he's across midfield down to the 48-yard line. Kyle Muckle, big run.
Running through arm tackles, shifting directions. Nobody can get a clean shot on him, and he's out past midfield. Over. That's got to be close to a gain. That kills you if you're a defense.
The only thing that slows Shasta down is the chain gang, really. Another quick pass over to the left-hand side intended for Hellyer. Batted down, and that's incomplete.
Nice play by the defensive line there. That's the third time they've tried to run that play action and then pass out to the left flat to get a one-on-one matchup. And he got his hands up that time to bat it down. We'll have second and ten.
You know, you never like to speculate on what could happen, but if Shasta goes on to win this one and PV does the same, that's going to be one good football game next week. Hand off to the right-hand side. Schneider finally has the ball, and he's hit right away, and he'll lose a couple of yards on that play.
Yep. As you were saying, PV, the number one seed, Shasta, the number two seed, so it's, and both of them had a bye last week, so it's set up for both of those teams to meet in the final. And, again, that was the closest game PV's had this year, 28-21 earlier in the season.
Handoff right up the middle. That's going to go for a short gain, not even back to the line of scrimmage. And I believe that was Hellyer. And he's immediately brought down.
And a big stop for the Chico defense here. You don't want to go down three scores to an offense that can move it like Shasta. So we're going to have the ball right at midfield. It looks like we're going to have a punt. Back to return is going to be number 8, McMillan. And I think we've got a timeout.
Timeout on the play. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back at KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field, it's going to be a 4th and 13. Shasta in a punting setup right now. McMillan is back to receive. He is at his own 16-yard line. There's the kick. It's a short one. It'll go out right about the 30-yard line, and that's where Chico and Creed Smith will take over. 1:05 left to play, 14-0 Shasta.
Chico with the fumble inside the 20-yard line of Shasta on the last drive. Otherwise, they were moving the ball pretty nicely, even with a couple penalties setting him back. So it'll be interesting to see what the play calls are here. Nice mix of run and pass thus far with some play action, but yet to get that one big play to break loose.
They had the one, but then there was a pass interference call that brought it back like almost like a mile is what it looked like from up here. Creed Smith. He's got Cameron Alfaro in the backfield with him. He's number one. He's a little guy. He's not very big, but he's really fast. 5'9", 170. Alfaro. McMillan in motion. Handoff is faked to Alfaro and handed off to McMillan, and he's hammered immediately by number 25.
Michelle Patel, the defensive end there, snuffed that reverse out like he knew it was coming. 5-yard loss. We're going to have 2nd and 15 for Chico.
What a great football name, Michelle Patel.
Exactly.
I love it. 42 seconds left in the first period. Clock is ticking. Cliff Jackson wide to the right. McMillian is out spread to the left-hand side. They're waiting for some instructions on their coach right now.
Chico lining up with a defensive end in the backfield at fullback to get some extra size back there. He's been in there on quite a few plays.
Nicholas Makhimov, 185-pound senior. He's normally a defensive end. And here comes the snap. Creed will take it. Alfaro gets the call, and he's brought down immediately. He may even have lost a yard.
Shasta's defense swarming everyone right up at the line, daring Chico to pass. And they stuffed that run for no gain. As you said, might have even lost half a yard.
Second down and about 15 or 16 to go, and they may not get this play off, Kyle. 2 seconds left to play in the quarter, and they're just going to let it run out. And that's the end of the first period. Shasta leads from Thompson Field 14-0 over the Chico Panthers. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back at KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Fields, the beginning of the second period. Shasta leads 14-0 over the Chico Panthers. And Chico will have the ball. Ball right at the 30-yard line.
Third and 15 for the Panthers here in long yardage. Several times already tonight that Shasta defense has come to play. Swarming to the ball, unable to get any big plays for Chico at all.
So they're hoping to do something right now. Creed Smith set to take the snap. He fakes it to Alfaro. Tries to throw it. Has to duck underneath some players. Runs the ball. Hangs on to it. Barely makes it across the 35 and to the 36-yard line.
Nice escapability there. Avoided a couple tacklers who would have gotten him for a sack and a loss. Ended up getting about five, but we're going to have fourth and ten. Probably see a Chico punt here in their own territory.
Give Justin Hellyer a chance to make a highlight reel here. 11:36 left to play in the second period.
Shasta scoring on their opening two drives. Bogged down the last two drives. Chico's defense able to get him in some long yardage situations.
Punting formation for Chico. There's the snap. Kick is off early and quickly. That will bounce totally away. Take a good Shasta bounce. And Chico player will kind of boot it at the 39-yard line, and that's where they'll mark the ball. First and 10 for Shasta at the 39. They're moving from our left to our right. We need to get a chance to set the scene for you here. Shasta's a beautiful place to play football. It's a perfectly, I don't want to call it artificial turf. Is there a more technical name for this? I mean, it's fake.
I think in the pros they call it field turf.
Field turf. Yeah. That's what we'll go with here tonight. So, Cadenese. Set to go. Receivers out wide to the right. One wide to the left. And somebody's going to take a break here.
The only thing that can slow down Shasta is the officials, like you said earlier.
Yeah. And off over to the left-hand side. That's Kellen McDonald for a short gain. Flag is down.
Stopped after about a half-yard gain.
Get that call for you here in a second. There, it's going to go against Shasta. I missed the signal. Did you
looks
pick
like,
up on that?
Looked like holding on that, so we'll have first and 20 from
wow.
About the 29-yard line.
Here comes the call from a referee. We'll get that for you. So, first and a long way to go. First down marker is at the 49-yard line there at about the 27. Back to pass goes Cadenese, and he was looking for Kellen McDonald. That pass is incomplete.
Very few passing yards thus far for either team. Shasta obviously wants to give the ball to their three-headed running back, and we've also seen him get to McDonald. It's a four-headed running back thus far. But right up on the ball here again. Looks like it's going to be Hellyer up the middle, and he's going to be slowed down right at the line of scrimmage.
Almost immediately, number 34 not listed on their roster here, the tackler.
So Chico's defense has stiffened up. Going to have Shasta in third and very long, third and about 21.
You would expect a passing play right here. He's got a man in motion, and they're going to blow a whistle, and Shasta will call a timeout. 10:35 left to play. 14-0. Shasta, we'll just stay right here as J.C. Hunsaker's got his team all gathered up right at the 20-yard line, giving him some instruction.
Boy, those first two drives that came out looked like Shasta was just going to blow them off the field, marched right down the field, big chunks of yardage on running plays up the middle and to the right side. And Chico has the last two drives, and now they put him in third and long here again, has stiffened up, and Shasta shooting themselves in the foot a little bit with some penalties here as well.
Tempo makes a big difference, as we see here already. And, you know, the Chico team has really only had one really good play. That was that pass play that got brought back because of a pass interference call. And, you know, we're really far removed. We're up here at the top, and we can see down on the whole thing. And the Chico team just looks dejected already.
Well, you know, they've been unable to move the ball, as you said, other than one drive where they were able to get down inside the 20, at which point they fumbled the ball and Shasta got it back. You've already been on the field for quite a few plays here in the first half, and we've still got 10 minutes left in the second quarter.
All right, Shasta up on the ball right now. Kennedy is set to take the snap. His quick pitch over to Hillier on the right-hand side. He's got a little bit of a running room, and he's still on his feet across the 40 and down at the 42. Nice run.
Hillier, for a small guy, listed at 5'7", 165, gets a lot of yards after contact, but he's going to be well short of the first down here. We're going to have fourth and about eight. But first guy rarely gets him down, and it's really hard to get a clean shot on. He and Muckle, both very elusive.
Come on now, get it down there! Come
McMillan.
On.
I think it is Creed Smith, their quarterback, back to receive the punt. It's a fake punt and a pass right over the middle, and that is incomplete.
Looks like there might have been some contact there. We've got a flag.
Yeah, there is a flag down right about the line of scrimmage.
Would not surprise me to see a pass interference on that one. We'll see from the official here.
Illegal shift on the offense. That penalty is going to be refused. It'll be first down, Chico.
Okay, there you have it. Illegal shift on Shasta. 9:57 left to play in the first half. Score here, Shasta 14, Chico nothing. Chico will have the ball in good field position right now. Ball at the, where's the ball? It's at the 41-yard line.
Best field position of the night to start for Chico. Shasta taking a calculated risk. They're hoping to catch him off guard with a fake punt pass. No dice, so Chico's going to have great field position to start. And
running back Cameron O'Farrell is over here in the wide receiver on the left-hand side. They'll hand it off to DJ Miller right up the middle. He'll grab a handful of Shasta Wolves, and they're indicating a fumble. We'll find out here in just a second when they uncover the scrum right there at the 35-yard line.
Dragging Shasta tacklers. Looked like it took about three of them to bring him down there once he got his head of steam. And it looks like Chico got it back. We're going to have second about five.
Wow, that kid is big. You're right, though. He had about three Shasta guys just hanging on to him, and he just drugged them a few more yards after the initial move.
And Chico's got that defensive end there playing fullback, so there's a lot of poundage going through the hole, to say nothing of the size of their offensive line.
Yeah, ball at the 36-yard line now. It'll be second down for Chico. Creed Smith hands off. Right up the middle. I think that was Miller. DJ Miller is a flag out.
Tackle by number 74, O'City.
Good false start.
And we're going to push it back and have about second and nine here. Close to second and ten with the penalty.
A formation call against Chico. So that'll back him back up, as Kyle just said. It's going to be about second and 10. All that work. And they're right back where they started. Ball at the 39-yard line right now. Chico in there all white with red trim, red helmets moving from our right to our left. Shasta is in all purple, white helmets moving from our left to our right. 9:05 left to play in the first half. Shasta leads 14-0. Creed Smith has his... team up on the ball. Smith back to pass. Throws off balance to the right-hand side. He's got a guy at the 38-yard line. He'll take it down to about the 29.
That's Maximov, number 99, at the fullback position, coming out of the flat on a play action, and he gains about 12 or 13. We're going to have first down inside the 30, and Chico's in business.
That's encouraging for the Panthers right now. That's probably has been their best play of the first half. And a lot of times, you know, Kyle, we've seen over the course of the season, sometimes it takes a quarter and a half for teams to gel and just get it going. There's the handoff again to DJ Miller right up the middle, and he's hit immediately by a wall of Wolfpack.
gain of about two there. And Shasta was ready for the run up the middle that time. Anytime you see number 20 in the backfield, you got to think it's going to be between the tackles. I think he's only bounced one run outside tonight and did not gain very much. So we have not seen Alfaro back in the game at running back since that fumble. No carries for him since that drive. You got to wonder how that ankle's feeling to have a primary player like that out. Here we go, and Shasta lured off sides there. Looks like Patel, number 25, on the right side here, got a little jumpy.
Got a message just a second ago, Kyle, from our friend Nate Aberea, who used to do these games. And he is listening to us tonight. So, Nate, thank you so much. It's nice to have you in spirit with us here at Thompson Field. Nice job.
And we want to thank everybody listening on 1460 AM and all around the world at 1460, KCNR1460.com.
There's the snap. Creed Smith hangs on to it, drops back to pass, looking all the way down to the end zone. He's got a guy wide open, and it's intercepted in the end zone.
What a play.
It is intercepted.
Yeah.
Wow. Ryan Dean.
Ryan Dean with the interception in the end zone. He jumped up at the last second there. That Chico receiver was wide open. That had 6 points written all over it. Great defensive effort by Mr. Dean.
Timed it perfectly at the top of his jump, tipped it to himself, comes down with a pick, and that's a drive killer for Chico. Shasta back out at the 20 with the touchback.
Catanese now hands off over to the right-hand side. That is Kyle Muckle, and he's dropped for a loss of about two.
Great pursuit there by Chico, getting not letting him get anywhere near the corner. And he's going to lose about two or three. A lot of moving parts to this Shasta offense. Two wide, one in the backfield with Catanese in the shotgun.
7:05 left to play in the first half. Snap is taken by Catanese. He throws it right over the middle, intended for number four, Kellen McDonald, and that's incomplete.
A little bit behind him. It looks like he had a step, but unable to adjust to that pass there. And we're going to have second and about 12 now.
Third and long as Catanese has got two receivers out to the right and two to the left. And Hellyer in motion now, and Catanese all by himself, and he has a quick fake, and a flag comes out. Just prior to the snap is when the whistle of the flag came out. It's going to be a false start call against Shasta, and they'll back him up another five, and it'll be third and a long way to go.
You can tell this is two teams who have played each other within the last few weeks because they seem to be pretty tuned in to what the others are doing. Shasta, of course, had two strong drives early. And we've got a pass out to the flat there. Muckle sheds two tacklers, gets between two more, and breaks loose. And he's all the way out to the 40-yard line. Great elusiveness by Muckle on the screen pass there on third and long.
He picked up 25 yards after he was first touched. Nice job.
One guy had him wrapped up around the legs. He stepped out of that tackle and split two more defenders on his way towards midfield. We're going to have first and 10 at the 40. Shasta right back on it.
Catanese takes the snap. He'll hand off to Hellyer. Hellyer met immediately, and he'll lose a yard or two on that play.
He's swallowed up for a loss, and we're going to have second and long. They are really keying on Hellyer with the damage he did in that first quarter on those first two drives. Chico's interior defense really stepping up here the last 10 or 12 minutes of game time.
It'll be a second and 13 right now, and Chico drawn off sides. It's Nate Gwanzen brought offside right there. So that'll give him, you know, five more, but it's still going to be a second down and about seven, possibly eight.
Counting down to 6 minutes here in the second quarter. Catanese in the shotgun. Two wide, one in the backfield. He's going to hand to Hellyer. No, it's a fit to Muckle around the end. He's going to shed tacklers, and he's got a first down, a gain of about nine. And you just, the first guy never seems to get him down.
Not with this Kyle Muckle guy. He can move, and he can juke, and he can spin, and he can just jump over the top of it. He takes it right out to midfield, ball right at the 50. 6:06 left to play, 14-0 Shasta, and they're set to go already. Cadenese takes the handoff, round left-hand side. He's on the move, Kellen McDonald, and he'll pick up about seven. So Shasta driving the ball. They are now in Chico territory with 5:40 left to play in the first half. Game going by quick, seems like to me, Kyle.
Shasta wasting no time. We're going to give to Hellier up the middle. He is tied up yet again for no gain. We're going to have third and about four or five.
Half-yard loss to the play.
And they have had a hard time getting it up the middle here the last quarter or so.
Tackle on the play by number 58, Anderson.
Set to go, Cadenese, third and four. They're in the Panther territory right there at the 44-yard line. And whistle and play halted right before the snap. That's going to be a timeout call by Shasta. We'll just keep it right here.
50-50 drawing is sponsored by the cheerleaders.
Got a good one going here at Thompson Field, Northern Section 2 semifinal between the number 2 seed Shasta leading 14-0 over the number 5 seed Chico Panther.
Into the first quarter with PV and Foothill, and that score is PV 28, Foothill 7.
Foothill off the schneid, trying to stay within striking distance with their record-setting yards, completions, and one would assume by the end of the night, attempts quarterback. He needs just 22 to set the record for attempts as well. Already has the yards and completions and 37 touchdowns coming into the game. That's Trent Banner, but the PV, undefeated 10-0, number one seed, the heavy favorite going into just about every game they've been in this year.
No kidding.
And taking it to the Cougars 28-7.
Right there. So we're back here with third and four, 5:07 left to play in the first period. Cadenese with a man in motion. Hands it off to Justin Hellier. Nowhere to go in the middle, so he'll go to the outside. He's got a little bit of room. He gets that around the corner. Down to the 30. Finally brought down at the 29. What a great effort by the five of Justin Hellier on the move. And another first down for Shasta.
Wanted to cut it upfield earlier. Had to bounce it outside. Get a good containment, but the speed to get around the corner and then cut it upfield. Get a first down. Another good run by Hellier.
First and 10 for Shasta. Cadenese takes it. Hands off. Over to the left-hand side. And that is number 4, McDonald. And he takes it down inside the 20 to about the 17-18 yard line.
Great misdirection there by Shasta.
Another first down for the Wolves. They're inside the red zone now with 4:47 left to play in the first half. There's the snap. Hands off goes right up the middle again with Justin Hellier. And he's met immediately by a wall of Panther. He may have gained one or two.
And we're early in the game here, but when you run play after play after play, it's like body blows in a fight.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have a play action. No, it's going to be Hellier again. No gain. Great defense there by Chico's. Or sorry, that's Muckle on that one. They're both about 5'8", 160. So
they look identical, and their numbers look identical,
and
too.
When they get lost in all those white jerseys, you kind of got to wait for him to come up to see who had it. Because most of the time you're faking to one and handing to the other. So
exactly. All right, McDonald in motion. Pass right over the middle. Intended in the end zone.
Oh,
and that was a spectacular catch.
Perfect throw by Cadenese over the shoulder to Muckle. Had a maybe half a step. Cannot throw it any better than that. And we are at 20-0 for Shasta here.
I don't know how he caught that football game. That football, Kyle, that was amazing catch.
The placement on the throw by Cadenese, absolutely perfect. He put his hands up, and look what I found. A touchdown for Kyle Muckle as Shasta makes it a 3-score game as we line up for the extra point here.
Ball in play. Here comes the snap. Its placement is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 3:55 left to play in the first half, it's 21-0 in favor of Shasta. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back on KCNR.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
First quarter. Oh, wow. Back here at Thompson Field, 3:55 left to play in the first half, 21-0 in favor of Shasta. Into the first quarter, PV leads Foothill 28-7. We got a couple of football games going on here.
Shasta getting ready to kick through the cannon smoke.
I know.
From the last touchdown that is still lingering here over the Chico side of the field.
They scored early on, and I couldn't tell if the smoke was from the cannon or from Mike Farrar's family back here barbecuing ribs right behind us.
It does smell good. I know what I'm going to be doing at halftime.
Absolutely. Okay, so here comes the kick. Shasta boots a short kick, and they call for a fair catch right at the 32-yard line. Number 15.
Trying to keep it away from number 3, Redmond, and number 2, Odera. Here before the end of the first half, I guess they figure if Chico's going to score, they'll make them do it on a drive rather than one big play.
Make them do it the hard way for sure. So Chico takes over. Ball now at the 33-yard line. Chico moving from our right to our left. 3:54 left to play in the first half.
Big drive here for Chico, if only for their own confidence going into the second half.
They really do need to get something at least here in the first half just to have their mental capacity in good shape. Handoff goes right up the middle, a couple of yard gain right there before Shasta brings him down easily at the 36-yard line.
Like that's Miller. He's slow to get up. And he's
got a little
gimpy there, yeah.
And here comes 21 to relieve him, and that's Cameron Alfaro, who is their ace running back.
So we've got first string and second string running back for Chico are hurting right now in 20. Yeah, he is really feeling it right now.
He ran to the sideline and did a face plant once he got out of the boundary line. Back to pass is Creed Smith. He's got a guy.
Wide open. Oh, whoa. Number 42 on Chico. Nate Guanzin dishing out punishment, catching the ball on the play-action pass there and lowering his shoulder into the Shasta defender. First down, Chico.
Retavian Matthews, he got hit hard on that play.
Yeah, on defense, you're supposed to be the one doing the hitting, but he got the worst of that one, that's for sure. That's the second time we've seen that play-action pass.
So that was a confidence booster for Chico right there. Creed Smith takes the snap, hands up right up the middle. That goes to number 21, Alfaro. He has a very short gain, 2, possibly 3 yard gain on the play.
We're down to about the Shasta 42-yard line, 2nd and 7. Chico looking to the sideline for a play as we're counting down under 2:45 here in the first half from Thompson Field.
Creed Smith, the quarterback for the Chico Panthers, takes the snap, hands it off again. He runs into his own guy, and he's knocked down. And, boy, that's not good. Alfaro ran into his own guy, and he's slow getting up.
Good penetration there by Shasta, pushing the fullback right back into his lap. Nowhere to go, and we're going to have a loss on the play. 3rd and long now for Chico. Big play coming up here for Chico. You hate to give the ball back to Shasta if you're Chico here with 2 minutes to go.
Come on now, get it back!
You'd rather hang on to that and at least, run the remaining 2 minutes left and get down and get some sort of a score, even if it's a field goal at the moment. Creed Smith, the 2 men in the backfield, Alfaro one of those, and he's back to pass. Looks over to the right-hand side, has a guy wide open in the middle, number 11, and he missed it in and out of the hands of Cliff Jackson.
2 receivers to the right on that one. Looked like a zone defense from Shasta, and he sat down right in the middle of it, and maybe a little bit behind him a catch, but it would have been a nice catch, but unable to haul it in, so we're going to have 4th and 12. Looks like she kind of punted away.
Creed Smith took a nasty shot right there at the end of that play.
He has been rushed, even on play-action passes where you're trying to buy a little time for your quarterback. He has not had a lot of time to throw tonight.
Justin Hellyer back to receive the punt. He stands at his own 10-yard line. The kick is a high, short kick. It'll take a Chico bounce, and Hellyer will get all the way away from it, and it'll come to a slow roll. Stop right at the 15-yard line. So with 1:42 left to play in the first half, Shasta 21, Chico, nothing. And here comes the Chico Panther offense. Or I'm sorry, the Shasta offense. They'll take over. Catanese leads 21 to nothing.
It'll be interesting to see just how aggressive Shasta is here with 1:42 left in the first half on their own 15-yard line. You got to think they played a little conservatively and run the ball.
That's exactly right. Right up the middle to Kyle Muckle. He gets barely up to the line, or Justin Hellyer, sorry. He makes maybe a yard on the play. Short gain, if anything.
No gain on the play.
We're under 1:30 here. Shasta going to line up in that hurry up, though.
Snap goes to Catanese. Fake handoff to Hellyer. Deep pass over to the left-hand side. It's tipped. Almost intercepted by Chico, but it falls incomplete right near the 43-yard line.
Nice defense there by number 11 again, giving up 5 inches to Wood, the 6'4 receiver out wide for Shasta, and he timed that ball well.
We could hear it over here. The Chico crowd did not like that call or that miss call or non-call. They were hoping for a pass interference call there. Didn't get it. So third and 10 now for the Wolves. Fake handoff over to the right-hand side. It goes up the middle to McDonald. Now he is on the move. He takes it right to about the 48-yard line. He's finally brought down. Good run by Kellen McDonald.
We've got a flag back at the line of scrimmage and a flag at the end of the play. So possible hold on that delayed draw. Beautiful play call. Two fakes and then nobody at home to get the draw. McDonald. We'll see what the penalties are here. Looks like it's coming back.
It's a holding call against Shasta. So all that for naught. 106. So two penalties. Only one. You can only take one. So they'll take the holding call and back them up. 106 left to play. Shasta leads 21-0.
I mean, third and very long here with about a minute six to play. So you gotta figure they're gonna keep it conservative here and try and keep Chico out of having too much time at the end of the half here with good field position. Catanese in the shotgun.
Catanese with a minute left on the clock. He'll hand it off to McDonald again. Left-hand side, and he's on the move. 30 to 35, finally brought down at the 38-yard line. Kellen McDonald with another big run.
A conservative play call, but it goes for 25 yards. So we're going to have 52 seconds left here. It looks like he did stay in bounds on that play. So we're going to have first and 10. Oh, it looks like they're going to mark him all the way back at the 32, actually.
First and 10, and back to pass. Catanese throws it out to the flat to Hellyer on the right-hand side. He gets around one guy, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 38-yard line.
Down to 45 seconds now. We'll see how aggressive Shasta wants to be here on first and 10 from the 44.
You know, I want to tell you about a great display of sportsmanship. Number 34 on Chico was he's not listed on the program, but he was knocked flat on his back on the sidelines. He raised up both of his arms, and two Shasta players grabbed him and helped him up. That was cool to see.
As you were alluding to, Shasta with a new administration here and trying wanting to do things the right way. Oh, what a catch by Shasta.
Pass over the middle.
That's number 31, Dalton Hunter.
That's a
leaping catch.
First time we've heard anything about Dalton Hunter right there. 38 seconds left to play in the first half. First down, Shasta, and they're on the move once again. Catanese set to take the snap right there. Wide receiver to the right and the left. Man in motion. And a fake handoff up the middle. Pass over the middle, and that's incomplete.
Nice defense by number two there. Josiah Redmond slapping that ball away on the play-action pass. And we've got 31 seconds left. Second and 10 for Shasta on the Chico 48-yard line. Receiver to either side. One back. Shotgun to Catanese. He fakes the run. He's going to scramble. He's going to get rid of it over the middle. Oh, and he had a man slightly over through him. That was Hunter again. Had single coverage and had gotten away from his man.
That could have been another huge gain.
Catanese under severe pressure there. Just unable, just very slightly overthrew him. Otherwise, that could have been 6 points if he caught, hit him in stride. So we're going to go third and 10 here from the 48. 25 seconds left in the half. Catanese with the fake. He's going to pass. No, we're going to blow it dead with a flag here. Shasta plagued by penalties here in the first half. It has not hurt them to the tune of a 21-0 lead, but...
You know, I was talking about that sportsmanship just a couple of moments ago. Justin Hellyer weighs 165 pounds. He ran into number 58, Jeffrey Anderson, in the backfield. And Hellyer knocked him on the ground and helped him up.
Okay, literally twice his size.
No kidding. Okay, there's the snap. Catanese back to pass. Throws deep over to the right-hand side. And that ball's tipped at the last second. It's incomplete with 18 seconds left to play.
Great play by Odera there, playing the ball. Goes up at its highest point, tips it away. Great pass coverage there. 18 seconds left here, and we're going to have fourth down for Shasta. It's going to be about fourth and five. Let's see what they choose to do. At the Chico 42-yard line.
Catanese takes the snap, drops immediately back to pass, now steps up a little bit, has to dodge a couple of guys, rolls out to the right-hand side, looks over to the right-hand side, and he's got a guy. That is complete. Number 23 on the move. Jake Walker getting into the game. He goes across the line. Touchdown, Shasta.
Great elusiveness by Catanese. He rolls out to the right, resets his feet,
wow.
Throws it into traffic, hits a man right in stride coming out of his break. Back towards the middle of the field, and he runs it in for the touchdown with 6 seconds left in the half. And Shasta putting a dagger in Chico's hopes of trying to keep it close here.
Man.
27-0.
I did not expect to see that.
Very aggressive at the end of the first half here. With a minute and change left in the half, Shasta goes right down the field.
Set for the extra point right now. Flag comes out just before the play.
Catanese is 19th touchdown pass of the year. To go with just 4 interceptions.
Be a false start against Shasta. 6 seconds left to play in the first half, 27-0.
And that helps that great running game. You know, they're going to run 2/3 to 3/4 of the time, depending on how well it's going. But you've got to respect the pass because he can put one right over the top on you.
And he just did. Extra point set to go. There's the snap, the placement, the kick is up. And it is good. So with 6 minutes, or make that 6 seconds left to play in the first half. Shasta 28, Chico nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back here at Thompson Field as we get set to wrap up the first half. 6 seconds left to play. Score is Shasta 28, Chico nothing. Midway through the second period, 28-7, PV leads over Foothill. We'll get an update on that as soon as halftime gets here with that game. Both games rather similar, Shasta and PV, both putting 28 points on the board in the first half.
These two teams played 2 weeks ago tonight in Chico, and it was 33-7. Shasta scoring the last 33 points of that game all in half, but a much different story tonight.
There's the kick. And it goes down over to the right-hand side of the field and bounces out of bounds at the 17, 18-yard line.
Kickoff goes out of bounds.
Just keeping it away from the returners. There was 6 seconds left, and Chico will get it at the 40-yard line. Let's see if they even want to try and run a play or if they just kneel on it.
You know, in my adventurous style, I just go for the long ball on this. You can't lose.
I'm that way with if you're on the other team's 30-yard line to midfield, a long pass is the same as a punt.
That's right.
So, you know, I obviously in high school and many college programs, you're not going to have a kicker who can kick a 40-plus-yard field goal.
So Creed Smith will take the ball here with 6 seconds left to play, and he immediately drops back to pass, looking long, has to scramble over to the right-hand side, running out of options, throws it off roughly wide to the left-hand side. He's got a guy at the 45, and he takes it up to midfield, and time runs out in the first period. So that'll wrap it up for the first half here at Thompson Field. Shasta leads 28-0. We'll come back, give you a little recap of the first half, and be right back on KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $25.95, children $8.95. Children 8 and under eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For details, visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly marathon, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions. Wear 12 regular games. Pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better at the river.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back here at Thompson Field as Shasta has just come alive from the very beginning, 28-0. And, you know, before we do a little recap, I just wanted to welcome Kyle DeFore back to the broadcast here. Kyle, you and I have never met before about an hour and a half ago.
We both speak football. Though.
We both speak football. We enjoy the game. And, you know, you're an alumni from Foothill. I'm an alumni from Anderson. And we know the game, and it's fun to call. And I'm having a good time with you here tonight.
I appreciate it. It's great to be here. It's a blast. I was fortunate enough to call River Bowl 23 at the Hornet's Nest several weeks ago with our good friend Ron Largent. And I'm happy to fill in here. Had the good fortune to do some Colt 45 games earlier this summer with our good friend Nate.
Yeah, Nate's listening to us, by the way, tonight.
Yeah,
so, Nate, thanks for the shout-out. We appreciate that a lot.
Absolutely. He's one that encouraged me to follow up on that. We started doing the baseball. I did some baseball games earlier this summer just because my business had sponsored a weekend there. And, you know, had got some good feedback and been glad to advertise with Carl and Linda on 1460 AM. And it's a lot of fun, you know. Being a sports fan for most of your life, you know, you watch games and you think, oh, I could call the game better than that guy. Sure, but I appreciate it. And
it's working out really
good.
We're
having a lot of fun. Yeah.
We are having a lot of fun. And I guess you could say the game started off electrically for Shasta. They scored on their first two possessions. Chico did not answer the call. Chico had one big, huge play in the first half, and that was a long reception by number 42, Nate Gwanzen, but there was a pass interference call on it, so that brought it all the way back, and it's been all Shasta the whole first half.
Yeah, their two longest plays for Chico were both literally the same play, a play-action pass and then a throw in the flat to 42, like you were saying, who got loose the second time, and there was no penalty. They were able to get over midfield and threaten there, but they have had a hard time on first and second down. They've been getting in long yardage on third down. They've had to punt. The one time they were able to get inside the red zone in the second quarter there, then they were down just 14-0. They fumbled inside the 20. And just bending but not breaking. Chico's able to get some yards, able to get some first downs, but just unable to punch it in or get a big play.
Kyle Cademies is leading his football team. He hasn't done anything outrageously spectacular, but he's been very consistent. Two guys who have been really impressive are Kyle Muckle. Excuse me, and also Justin Hellyer. Justin Hellyer, man, that guy. If I had to give away a game ball right now, I think I would give it to him, Justin Hellyer, who's just had a superb first half.
Well, and you've had Shasta wants to give the ball to several different innings. We haven't seen much from Schneider tonight. Kellen McDonald, the senior, also getting in the action with quite a few big plays. But those, like you said, those first two drives, Shasta just marches right down the field, punches it in. And then they have a hard time the next couple times getting in third and long, not running the ball effectively on first down. But then right at the end of the first half, up 21-0 with less than 2 minutes to go, they go right down the field. Cadenese makes a couple really nice throws under pressure and then throws a beautiful touchdown pass over the shoulder to Muckle to put him up 28-0 right at the end of the half with 6 seconds. And Chico just does not have an answer right now.
You know what, and I'm looking out on the field right now, Shasta has totally taken themselves away from the playing field. I don't even know where they're at. Chico is all down in the end zone right now, and it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of life down there. There's normally you got the entire team around in a huddle. They're just now getting all together in the same area, but the coaches are over here talking amongst each other, and there's not a whole lot of direction going on there from our vantage point at the moment.
Well, it's their inability to move the ball. It's really, like we were talking about before, it's kind of like a heavyweight fight. When your defense is on the field for play after play after play, even on drives where Shasta's not scoring, they're getting first downs and chewing up clock. You got to think in the third or fourth quarter, much like we saw in that River Bowl against Enterprise hung with them, stayed within
7 or 14 points into the third quarter, and then Shasta just pulled away because just too many body blows to that defense.
I would expect in the third period that's about to start here in about 5 minutes, I would expect Coach J.C. Hunsaker to keep that ball on the ground and chew that clock away. And right as Chico starts to figure that, they're going to throw a long pass.
Well, and that's been the name of the game for Shasta all year. You know, we talked about before, they're 41 points away from the school record for points. They've already put 28 up tonight. They came in averaging 43 points a game. Cadenese doesn't have exorbitant yardage figures. He's a little over 1,200 yards with his yards tonight. But 19 touchdowns, just four picks. They pick their spots beautifully with the passing game. They make you bring eight or nine guys up to the line to stop that vaunted running game. And just when you think you've got them stuffed, they either run a screen pass or they run something over the top and get behind you.
Yep, so they're doing a great job. Shasta's just come here to play tonight. Chico's got a lot of work to do for the second half. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the second half kickoff. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back here at AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at reddingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back here from Thompson Field. Kyle DeFore, Gary Moore here on AM 1460 KCNR. Kyle, I'm having a great time here tonight. You know who's having a really good time tonight? Every single player and coach on the Shasta Wolves football team. I want to give you a quick update. It's not even halftime yet down at PV, and they lead 42-7.
Cougars having a rough night. They were the underdog coming in, missing their number one receiver, Patrick Blake, out with a broken fibula sustained against Enterprise last week in that great game. You know, you work all year, and the off season. The season doesn't start in September. The season starts the day after the last season starts.
You're absolutely right about that. We've got just under a minute here before we go with the second half kickoff. Shasta's out there in fine form. They're getting all warmed up and ready to go. We got one of these players over here that was hobbling off early in the game. I can't tell what the number is, but I think that's one of their really important players. Let's see if I can't put some eyes on him.
I believe it's one of their linemen there.
Yeah, number 34 or 54, something like that. But he's moving slow. Shasta, look at them. They're just all fired up. They're just all fired up. They're ready to put this thing away. They want a rematch to get Pleasant Valley. And there looks like if things go the way they're going tonight for both games, they are going to get that opportunity to correct what they couldn't finish up a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we don't want to shovel dirt on Foothill just yet, but down 35 in the first half against the undefeated Pleasant Valley Vikings, it's not looking good. But, you know, we just want to say hats off to Joey Brown and all his staff over there at Foothill. Putting together a fantastic passing offense this year and winning a lot of close games and being a team that's really fun to watch.
Other than the PV game that they played, every one of their games was close.
Mm-hmm. And just outmanned tonight by the number one undefeated 10-0 team. As you alluded to before, Shasta 9-1. Their one loss this year was to Pleasant Valley, and that was 28-21 in Chico. So they did not have the chance to play them at home this year, but they have given them the best game that they've had this year.
Kyle, I don't know the answer to this question. I'm going to bring it up anyway just because we got a little time to talk. Someone told me before this game started, winner of tonight here and down at Pleasant Valley game, that game is going to be at a neutral location. Do you have any insight on that at all?
You know, I couldn't say with any certainty. I'd like to think that it would be because, I mean, championship round, you'd like to have it at a neutral site. Obviously, if it's gonna, it looks like it's going to be Shasta and PV based on our results thus far tonight. So
it could be somewhere like a Chico State, or it could be somewhere like Butte College.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, you got to think of whoever that home field would be when you got a Chico team versus a Redding team, that it would be a big advantage for whoever would have that. But I couldn't say with any certainty whether that is going to be a neutral site or not.
That might be fun if we can pull it off to get a wireless microphone and have Ron and all three of us do the game next week and put somebody down on the sideline. That would be fun.
Well, it should be a heck of a game. You know, these are, you know, oh, as the year's gone by and we've seen a lot of great games here, these probably are the two best teams, PV and Shasta. Shasta's had some close calls against, again, beating Foothill 42-35. But they've had a lot of impressive wins here. They beat Paradise 27-16 earlier this year, but almost all, every other win that they had was in double digits and sometimes and often well over 20 points. So
Shasta will kick off the second half. They'll be moving in the third period from our left to our right. Chico from our right to our left. And back to receive for Chico, Otteraw, number two, and Josiah Redmond, number three. And they're got themselves placed like right about the 20 and 22 yard line for a return.
And to their credit, Chico, you know, 7-4 coming in, getting past Paradise to get to the semifinal tonight. They only lost 13-6 to Pleasant Valley.
That's right.
So that's these two teams tonight, Chico and Shasta, have given Pleasant Valley the two toughest games of the year for them. And that very low scoring affair, 13-6, Chico, that's one play. You know, that's one big play. That's one turnover. That's one. And it can go the other way, but Pleasant Valley just really, really tough this year.
And very much like Pleasant Valley, Chico went into the Pleasant Valley game both undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they had that injury to Cameron Alfaro, and that's where the pendulum turned for Chico on their whole season this year. Alfaro's playing tonight, but he's been used in limited capacity because, you know, I know it's a big deal and it's a big game, and, you know, for a lot of these players, this is the final game they will ever play.
Mm-hmm.
But for Alfaro, the kid's only a junior.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming back next year. And we're ready to go here for the second half here. 28-0 is what it looks like right now for Shasta. Shasta is getting ready to kick off. And there's the approach. And there's the boot. And it's kind of a short kick They call for another fair catch and drop it down at the 38-yard line. So now Chico will start the second half. And they'll go to work. That was gentleman number six, who's not listed on their roster right here. So we don't know.
Shasta content to set it up and play defense. Good field position between the 35 and the 40 here, about the 36-yard line for Chico. But they do not want to let them have a play in the open field.
And they got two receivers wide to the left, two wide to the right, one man in the backfield. That's Alfaro. And there seems to be a little bit of confusion on the play right now. The quarterback, Creed Smith, taking some signals from his coach on the right-hand side, and now he's set to take the snap. There it is. He immediately drops back to pass, throws it over to the right-hand side. That's tipped and incomplete.
Four wide receivers on that play. We'll see if Chico opens it up a little bit here. Down four scores, needing to make some noise in a hurry. Incomplete on that one. Looked like Shasta was in a zone. And even when they only rush four guys, they are getting home and forcing a quick decision by the quarterback.
And they're showing Shasta showing blitz right now, and he went a little bit too far. He was Zanaroli. He shot in like he was putting on the blitz. He went a little bit too far.
Trying to time that snap count and just guess wrong on that one. So second and five now from the 43-yard line of Chico.
Watch the ball! Defense!
And it looks like they are going to stay in that spread formation, too wide to either side.
That's about as spread out as you can get.
One back in the backfield in the shotgun.
And back to pass goes Creed Smith. He's got McMillan right about the 47-yard line, and he is just plowed at the out-of-bounds line.
Tried to dance out of trouble there and just gave Shasta time to close on. We're going to have third and about two.
That was Cody Leftall, number 10, who came in. He was having nothing to do with that dance. He just hit McMillan and knocked him hard out of bounds.
One of the few times tonight we've seen Chico throw a straight pass with no play-action pass on that time. Looks like we're going to mark him off.
Well, there was a little penalty on that. And I missed the call from the referee, but they only gave him about 5 yards on the game. So Creed Smith now, left-handed quarterback, set to go. And Shasta anxious to get off that ball. They almost drew two of them off just that time. Here's another guy stunting in on the right-hand side, showing a little bit of a blitz. And here they come. And a quick pass by Creed Smith over to the right-hand side, underthrown to number 42, Guanzen, and that ball is incomplete. And Guanzen, a little limpy.
Yeah, he's been their main target in the passing game tonight. He's had the biggest play of the night for Chico on a pass to the left side where he's able to get loose. But he hobbles out to the side. We're going to stay in the same formation, four wide, one tight end, one running back in the shotgun.
Creed Smith now. He sets down, calls a count, steps back, looks over to his coaches for some last-minute direction. They're stacked on the left-hand side. Receivers on the right are also stacked. Two and two. Smith throws out to the right-hand side. He's got a guy, and he hits him in the hands, and he's hammered immediately. It's incomplete.
Catchable ball. Bailey Ramirez hits him as soon as it gets there and shakes it loose. We're going to have an incomplete pass. It's going to be third and 10. Just on the other side of midfield here at about the Shasta 47-yard line.
That was the first time all year long I've seen that stack situation. They got them all spread out again, and Creed Smith. He has a couple of cadence moves, and then he'll stop, look over at his coach again, get a different direction. I'm not sure what that's all about. It's very confusing. Back to pass to Smith. He's got heavy pressure, and that ball is incomplete again, and Chico is just crumbling already.
Looks like they're trying to read whether Shasta is going to blitz on those pass plays and then adjusting the play beforehand. That time they guessed wrong because we had a quick pass to the left. Shasta did blitz, but unable to get it to him. A little underthrown on that one. It's going to be 4th and 10 on the 47-yard line.
Slow moving for the Chico Panthers. 11:18 left to play in the third. 28-0. Still no change.
And too far gone to punt. We're going to go for it on 4th and 10 here.
They've got three receivers to the right, two to the left, and immediately back to pass goes Creed Smith. He'll have to roll out to the left-hand side. He's got four wolves chasing him. He's got a guy at the 28-yard line. That is complete for a first down to number 21, Cameron Alfaro.
Nice roll to the left there, getting out of trouble. Had pressure right up the middle immediately on the play. Rolls out to his left, finds a guy, hits him right in stride on fourth down. Nice pass.
Big pickup and a very good confidence booster right here for the Chico Panthers. I was surprised to see Cameron O'Farrell as a receiver. That might be a strategy on their part to not make him run so much up the middle because he's got that weak ankle. Here comes the snap right now. He'll take a couple of cadence. And then he'll stop again and look over at the coach. I don't like that. That's weird. It's different. Back the pass goes Smith. And Smith eludes one guy, eludes two guys, throws over to the left-hand side. He's got a receiver. He's open and complete. Yeah, takes it down to the 18-yard line to Odorah.
Again, great elusiveness by the quarterback there. They are just unable to tie him up in the background backfield despite having a couple guys having a shot at him. And you alluded to before having Alfaro as the receiver. Perhaps that's a better way to get him in some one-on-one situations and get some running room, because there has just not been anything between the tackles and very, very little outside the tackles as well.
It's halftime. Pleasant Valley Foothills score 49-7. Here comes the snap. Creed Smith looking downfield. He's got three guys to choose from. He underthrows it at the 10. That ball is incomplete.
And again, a Shasta player right in his face there. Had to unload it quicker than he would have liked to. And we'll have second and 10 from about the 17-yard line.
Let me change that for you. There is 20 seconds left in the first half, and PV leads Foothill 56-7.
So keeping their foot on the gas. Down in Chico tonight, Pleasant Valley making a statement.
Foothill has had multiple fumbles. Smith now looks to pass, and he is clobbered right away in the backfield for a loss.
Nowhere to go that time. Chico trying to spread him out a little bit, sending three and four receivers out on patterns, and Shasta able to break through the front line immediately there. And get the sack. About three different guys closed on him there. As we come under 10 minutes in the third quarter.
Whoa. Chico down in the Shasta territory, a couple of yards away from the red zone here. And Creed Smith with two receivers to the right, two to the left. Alfaro in the backfield right now. McMillan in motion from the left to the right. There's the snap. Back to pass goes Smith. And he's in trouble again. And he's going backwards. And he trips a little bit. And he fumbles the ball. The ball fumbled at the 35, and they look like Chico fell back on it. It's going to be our 34-yard line is where it is.
At first glance, I thought he was down before the ball came.
That's what
out,
it looked like.
But it's going to be around the same spot anyway. So we're going to have fourth and very long here. From
I mean, look how the Chico players are moving. They're just moving extremely slow.
It's definitely a different energy level. Shasta flying to the ball, swarming tackler. Chico just unable to get it going tonight.
Back to pass goes Creed Smith, and he's looking deep over the middle, and he's got a guy who was in his hands. That was McMillan, and he had it in his hands and dropped it.
And you can tell he's mad at himself. Felt like he should have had that one on fourth and long. He would have had a ways to go to get the first down, but he did have some green in front of him. But
you normally don't start seeing frustration until, you know, midway through the fourth quarter, and we're seeing it here already on the part of the Chico Panthers.
Things not going according to the Chico script tonight. Unable to get anything going in the first half. We're under 9 minutes in the third quarter, and Shasta takes over on downs at their own 34.
First and 10, and a handoff goes right up the middle. No gain. He's met immediately at the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's like a scrum down there. I can't even tell if the ball is Hellier. No, it'll be second and 10, and they're right back up on the ball right here. Shasta style doing great. On the move, and get ready to go. Cadenese takes the snap, has a man in motion. He'll hand it off to Muckle over the right-hand side, and Muckle will gain about a yard or two before he's brought down.
Shasta keeping it conservative on the ground here. Not really in the hurry, kind of in a semi-hurry up for most teams. This would be considered a crawl for them.
Ball at the 35 right now. It'll be third and 9 right now for Shasta. Cadenese keeps it himself. He's looking to pass right over the middle. He's got a guy wide open, and that's no problem at all. Kellen McDonald, and he's still running. 40, 35. He's down to the 30, jumps over a guy, brought down at the 26-yard line. Good gain for Shasta.
Great display of athleticism, leaping to catch the ball, changing direction, taking it down the right side. Three defenders in hot pursuit, and he gets a phenomenal gain all the way down inside the 30-yard line.
First and 10, Shasta wasting no time with that hurry-up offense. Right back up on the ball as Cadenese with a man in motion. He'll hang on to it again. He's looking to pass. He rolls over to the left-hand side, then he rolls to the right. And he has got Kyle Muckle complete at the 13-yard line.
And we've seen it run, play-action pass, and there is single coverage all over the field. He actually had one guy running free on that play. over the middle. Did not see him, but was able to get it to Muckle for the gain. First down.
Muckle staying active in this third period right now. And Cadenese takes the ball. Hands off to Muckle over the right-hand side. And Muckle will take it across the goal line. Touchdown, Shasta.
Great lead block there by number 54. All kinds of room to the right side. And Shasta just laying it on Chico, 34 to nothing.
Casey Lowe is the gentleman who made the key block to make that score. And that was impressive. And that made it easy for Muckle to go across and score another six. 7:36 left to play in the third period. It's 34 to nothing in the extra point coming up.
And if we've seen one thing that has really made the difference thus far, at least that I've noticed, is that on third and down, third and long, Shasta's been able to pick up first downs, and Chico has just really not been able to do so.
There's the extra point. Kick is up, and it is good. 7:36 left to play. It's 35 to nothing in favor of Shasta. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back on KCNR.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field with 7:36 left to play in the third period. Kyle DeFore and Gary Moore here on KCNR with tonight's quarterfinal playoff game. Big scores down in the Pleasant Valley Foothill games, like 52-7, I think, something like that. I mean, it's just really lopsided. Wasn't it what we were expecting? Yeah, 56-7. Is the score down there in the mud pit.
So I don't think it's too early to congratulate Pleasant Valley on reaching their second consecutive title game. First time since 1993-1994 that Pleasant Valley will be in the championship game 2 years in a row.
There's the kickoff, and, you know, they fooled him this time, and it goes all the way back down to the 10-yard line, and that's where Redmond will pick it up, and he'll run all the way across the field trying to get around, and he ran about 40 yards and gained about three on that return.
Going to end up at about the 15 or 16-yard line, just unable to find a lane to cut it upfield, and Chico's going to have another long field in front of him. You know, we knew coming in that Shasta had that vaunted offense, as we alluded to before, 43 points a game coming up on a school record here. For a season, but I've been really been impressed by the Shasta defense tonight. Fly into the ball, good pass defense on the few times they've tried to go deep over the top, and just a stout running game, regardless of which running back Chico's had in there.
Creed Smith has got two receivers wide to the left and two out to the right-hand side, and they got to, you know, use some throwing the ball. But they hand it off right up the middle this time for a very short game, maybe about three or four on the play.
Just unable to really get that big play or that one-on-one matchup where they can make somebody miss in the open field. Shasta has just bottled up everything they've tried to do tonight.
They used Alfaro on that play with the weak ankle, and he's starting to limp around a little bit.
Yeah, we were wondering coming in how effective he'd be. He did not start tonight. We had Miller, number 20, the big 210-pound back, started on the first two drives. And, you know, from it looks like Alfaro is a bit diminished tonight.
Pass over to McMillan over to the right-hand side or left-hand side. He's immediately met by about four or five Shasta defenders, and he goes out of bounds. Right around the 17-18, and McMillan is slow getting up.
Shasta playing in a zone here, so that basically forcing the quarterback to throw it underneath or to the sidelines and have a guy make a play, but that plays right into Shasta's speed. Not wanting to give up anything over the top, that Shasta defense. As we get close to 6 minutes here in the third quarter.
There's the snap. Creed Smith's back to pass. He's got trouble and pressure already, and he kind of pitches it out to the left-hand side. That was kind of a weird forward. That has to be considered an incomplete pass. They'll throw that grounding or something. I don't know what they're going to call
it. That might have been a personal foul or something extracurricular after the play. And you got to feel for Creed because you know, every time he's dropping back, he's not a big guy at quarterback, but every time he's dropping back, as soon as he hits that back foot, he's got to avoid somebody. He has not had a clean pocket all night. Shasta has put the pressure on.
Going to call delay a game call on that one, which is very strange. 6:06 left to play in the third period, 35-0 Shasta.
You know, you're taught when you're a quarterback, you want to take whether it's a 3 or a 5 or a 7-step drop. You hit your back foot and the ball's out.
Yeah.
Well, when he hits that back foot, and often before that, he's either got a guy in his face or he's got to get out of that pocket.
And here comes the kick. A punt. Not a good punt at all. It only goes to about the 35. Takes a little bit of a bounce for Chico, and they pick it up at the 42-yard line. And that's where Shasta will take over in Chico territory already with 5:58 left to play in the third. And out come the Shasta Wolves offense. They're ready to go. Hunter giving more hand signals than I've ever seen. They're going to take a timeout. Chico will take 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back on KCNR.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We are back here from Thompson Field. 5:58 left to play in the third period. Shasta leads 35-0. And Chico has the ball, Shasta has the ball at their 42 of Chico, and Kyle Cadenes has got his team up there. He's got receivers out on both ends, and he'll hand it up right up the middle. Justin Hellyer, and Hellyer's got some running room. The ball comes out. It's loose. Chico is indicating that they've got the ball. We'll find out here in just a couple of seconds. And there's a little skirmish between a couple of players at the end of the deal there. And there comes the flag, and there's some shoving and pushing, and there's
we've got some anger playing out now.
Big 325-pounder is the one who chucked a guy pretty good.
Yeah, I have to imagine he was the one that did it, because 170-pound Justin Hellyer was basically thrown like a shot put ball.
I know.
I mean, that's a personal foul if I've ever seen one. So frustration boiling over here for Chico, especially on the defensive side, getting no help from their offense tonight, down 35-0. But you got to hand it to Shasta. It's been an impressive performance on both sides of the ball. They have stuck to their game plan. Cadenes has been amazingly efficient, getting into the plays they want to get into. And running.
Look, Coach Hunsaker is right out in middle of the field talking to the referee.
High. And I don't blame him. You know, you've got a guy who very well could be player of the game tonight, getting manhandled after a play by a guy twice his size. That's not what you want to see. And the Shasta sideline not too happy about that as well.
Here comes the call from referee. We'll get the official. Good personal foul, exactly what we saw in progress. We knew that that was going to be the call, and that's going to be a big penalty, and that'll back Chico way up.
Just goes to show, kids, they never see what the first guy does, but
yeah, that's
the
exactly
second
right.
guy always gets the penalty, no matter what sport it is. The retaliation always gets the flag. Lucky he didn't get thrown out of the game on that, honestly.
You're right about that, because he gave him a pretty good chuck there, right? I mean, the play was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned already, Kyle, that is frustration starting to take place here with 5:50 left to play in the third period.
Well, you know, I've been on some teams that were in, let's call them non-competitive games, and it's always frustrating, especially when the other guys let you know that they're aware of what the score is, and they want you to be aware that they're aware of what the score is. And, you know, you just hope that everybody can keep their composure and play the game in a way that'll allow them to hold their head high no matter what the score is at the end of the night. We're ready to get going here again on first down.
Ball inside the 15-yard line now, and Shasta deep in Chico's territory.
Chico takes over on the turnover.
That was a fumble.
Yeah.
And Hellier was a good 15 yards past the line of scrimmage. Already had the first down when the Chico player alertly stripped it out, and then we had a scramble. So Chico able to stem the tide temporarily anyway.
So Creed Smith immediately back to pass, and he's looking deep for McMillan, and he's got nowhere to go. He throws it out of bounds. McMillan still limping. Can't even run his route effectively right now, and that is a telltale sign of what's going on the side of the Chico Panthers offense and their injury report. McMillan is limping, Alfaro is limping, and they're just, they're just getting beat up tonight.
Well, yeah, Alfaro came in not 100%. He has not been the explosive player that's had such a great year thus far. They are really having a hard time moving the ball. On that play, you had a guy in the flat and a guy running deep, and both of them well covered.
Be second and 10 right now for Creed Smith and the Panthers as they're deep in their own territory. Back to Pasco Smith. He's got a little bit of pressure. He's got to roll out to the right-hand side, throws it over the middle, and way low. Pass intended for Cliff Jackson. That's incomplete.
And that's a tough throw for a quarterback. He's left-handed running to his right, tries to throw across his body, unable to get enough on it, throws it at the feet of the receiver, who had a step, but just rolling the wrong way for a lefty on that play.
He was open. You're right. The ball almost basically hit the ground, and there was no. It was an uncatchable ball, really. Be third down and 10 for the Panthers. Ball at the 14-yard line. Chico moving from our right to our left.
Shasta with a great turnout here tonight. Come out to see their Wolves trying to reach their first Section 2 title game since 2008.
Been a long time in coming, and they're going to really celebrate, you know, if they can keep this going and keep it the way it is. And there is a possibly delay a game call or a timeout. It's going to be a timeout call, and Chico's is going to call that timeout. We'll take 30 as well, and we'll be right back on KCNR.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
5:39 left to play in the third period. Shasta leads 35-0. Chico's got the ball deep in their own territory right now. And, boy, I tell you what, you can definitely tell the difference in the tempo on both sides of the ball. Shasta's got lots of it still left over, and Chico's moving really slow.
And we can see here in the second half, Shasta able to get off the field on third down in the first half. They are still fresh on defense. And Chico
Smith back to pass, has a guy over in the middle, and he's clobbered immediately at the 20-yard line.
Number 21 with the reception.
Nice tackle there by Zanaroli. Wrapped him up immediately after catching the ball. We're going to have fourth down on their own 20-yard line.
No choice but to kick the ball away. And Justin Hellier positions himself right at midfield for the return.
So Shasta up 35-0 with their next touchdown. They will break the school record of 470 points in a single season.
That'll bounce at the 45, and Chico will down the ball about the 43-yard line. Justin Hellier was smart just to completely stay away from that.
It's a good field position here for Shasta. They came in needing 41 to break that record. They're at 35 right now with just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And
seems inevitable, doesn't it?
Well, you know, they've consistently moved the ball all night. They've gotten their own way on a couple drives. They've left some points out on the field, but
Catanese set to take the snap. He hands off over to left-hand side. McDonald, I believe that was. He gets it close to midfield at about the 47, 48-yard line. About a 5-yard gain.
And we came in, you know, talking about the three-headed monster, Mako, Hellier, and Schneider. Schneider, not a big part of the offense, only a couple carries tonight, and McDonald has been a big part of the offense, running and catching.
Catanese. Back to pass, throws downfield, he looks into traffic, and that ball is incomplete.
Nearly intercepted there. Number 3, Redmond, threw it into traffic, and lucky that was not the turnover there.
or two defenders right in the way. That could have went either way, but Shasta's lucky that it turned out to be an incomplete pass. It'll be third down right now as Kyle Cadenese leads 35-0, his team with 4:29 left to play in the third. There's a handoff to Hellyer over left tackle. He's met right at the line of scrimmage. He may have gained a couple.
So we're going to have fourth and about five. That play before, really, honestly, probably the only bad decision tonight, throwing the ball by Cadenese.
Flag is down. That's going to be a... that's going to go against Shasta. It's going to be a motion call against Shasta.
Had a couple of those tonight. A lot of moving parts on that Shasta offense, and everything's got to be right in tune. Otherwise, you can get an illegal formation or an illegal motion pretty easily.
So they show their punting, but they've shown their punting before, and they ended up passing the ball, and Shasta's going to call a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds as well and be right back on KCNR.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m. Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field with 4:23 left to play in the third period, 35-0 Shasta. It's fourth down for Shasta, fourth at about six. Back deep to receive the punt is Cliff Jackson. He stands at his own 25-yard line. And Hunsaker is on the field, and he's just in that referee's face.
Well, he's saying, hey, my guy's got to be ready to play next week, too. You know, it's don't let some of these guys' frustration boil over and cost me a player next week.
And he's still on the sideline with the referee just pleading his case, whatever the case is. And the referee put his hand on his shoulder, and he's saying, hey, listen. Okay, look, you're up 35-0. I don't think we should be talking about this right now with 4:23 left to play.
Just in the punt formation, they have faked once tonight. You got to think up 35-0 with 4 minutes left. They're going to kick it away, especially how well their defense has played. We'll see.
There's the snap. They're going to kick it away. Good kick. Goes down and taken at the 20-yard line by number 11, and that's Cliff Jackson. He'll bring it up about 2 or 3 yards before he's immediately brought down.
So they'll start this drive at the 25-yard line. Chico's come out in the spread formation the last few drives, trying to find some space. But the passing game just has not been able to get going.
Different division. Sutter over Lassen, 17-12 at halftime. And Creed Smith now has got a lot of work to do. We'll see what he's got here. And he's got receivers out to both sides, and he's back to pass, and he's got trouble already. Now he's going to run the ball over to the right. He'll back up. Now he'll throw it. He's got a guy over at the 36-yard line. That's enough for a first down for Chico.
Nice scramble to the right, buys himself some time, and throws a laser the right sideline for a first down. One of the better throws we've seen tonight. And he does have some elusiveness. Not a big quarterback. He's got to create a line of sight for himself on those scrambles.
Smith with receivers, so two on each side. He'll do a couple of counts, and he'll back out a little bit, overlook to the coach. It's just the strangest thing I've ever seen in an offense, but that's how they're running it. Here comes the snap right now. Creed Smith takes it. He drops back 6 or 7 yards, and he's looking deep, and now he's got to run the ball. He's in trouble. He tries to throw it again, nowhere to go, hangs on to it, runs out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
listed at 5'8", 165, the quarterback here. And running around with a left-handed throwy reminds you of a tiny little Steve Young out there, but just unable to find the receivers in the creases for any gains to get behind the defense. Shasta, to their credit, is playing a soft zone, giving him underneath and sideline stuff with the big lead.
Creed Smith now, still a long way to go. It's about second and 11. He does that delay action here as he gets some signals from his coach. And he immediately drops back to pass, throws over to the left-hand flat to McMillan. McMillan limping and could not make the catch. That kid's struggling right now.
And you got to wonder how much of an asset he really is, limping between plays. We know he's their number one receiver, but at a certain point, you gotta wonder if what would he do if he was able to get the ball on that play, had a Shasta player right on him. Just not 100%, like a lot of these Chico players tonight. They are banged up.
They are for sure banged up. McMillan, who's like their number one receiver, is hurting. You can tell he's hurting out there. He's looking as he gets into his position. Here comes the pass again from Creed Smith. He's looking over the middle. He's got a guy. It's complete at the 45. That is number two. Redmond, or make that Ottawa. Ottawa takes it up across midfield down to about the 47.
Nice elusiveness on that play, catch and run. Able to move side to side, shifty, making tacklers miss. One of the better pass plays for Chico tonight, right over the middle.
So it'll be first down for Chico. They're on the move here. Ball at the 47-yard line. Creed Smith with three receivers to the left, one to the right, one guy in the backfield, and he's going immediately right to the air. He draws back to pass, and he's got trouble. He's got people all over him, and he goes down at the 40, a huge loss.
Trying to make something happen outside the pocket, unable to throw it away before he's brought down. Great defense there by Shasta, and Chico has basically abandoned any pretense of the run at this point. We are going straight drop back with at least three receivers and usually four in the formation, and usually the running back going out on a pass as well. Yeah, Zanaroli running off side for Shasta here with a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up.
Yeah, he sits right on the bench too. He's got something bugging him. It might be a cramp. Quick pass once again to Odorow to the left-hand side. He's out to the 40. Now he backs up a couple of steps, and he is brought down at the 36.
With a change of direction, actually went backwards. He's going to lose some yardage. Flag on the field here. We'll see what the call is. Trying to make something out of nothing, and ends up being nothing.
Loss of two on the play.
Officially a loss of two. And we're looking at third and 24 after the sack and the loss of two on the pass. Again, McMillan looks like he's going to head off to the side.
We'll get the call here in a second.
Looks like it's going to be against Shasta.
Personal foul against Shasta. Ball moves up, second and 11.
So we go from a third and 24 to a second personal foul against Shasta. Didn't get any more information than that.
1:41 left to play in the third period. Shasta leads 35-0. Here comes the snap. Creed Smith will take it. He looks over the middle. He throws deep in the middle and into traffic, and that ball is intercepted. Number two, Kanan Magrini. Nice job.
Ball tipped up in the air. Looked like by a Shasta player. And Magrini comes down with it for the interception. Shasta's going to take over right around their own 29-yard line. Nice defensive play there. You got to push the ball downfield if you're Chico. And they've had some success in this drive, but that one just into too much traffic, and Shasta comes down with it.
Shot the ball now. First and 10 at the 29-yard line. Handoff right up the middle to Justin Hellyer. He's met immediately and brought down.
And he had 320 pounds of number 58 falling on top of him at the end of that play. He only gives up about 160 on that. Chico with some size on the defensive line, but Shasta has done a great job with misdirection.
Hand off again and over to the right-hand side, and there's a name we haven't talked too much about, but he's got running room. That's number 31. He's on the run. Dalton Hunter.
Hunter down to the 15 and the 10, and he's finally brought down at about the 7 or 8-yard line.
Beautiful run by Dalton Hunter. He's been a part of the passing game tonight. He runs a sweep around the right side, cuts it back to the middle of the field, making people miss all the way down inside the 10. One of the biggest gains of the night for either team, and Shasta is back in business, threatening that team scoring record. Oh, wait, we've got a penalty, and everyone's coming back. Beautiful run, but it's all for naught.
And the flag's down here at midfield, too.
Yeah, it looks like it might be in the
avenue
of holding or a clip or a block in the back, perhaps.
That's what I was thinking, an illegal block.
That run had the feel of a kick return with just being wide open and changing direction in the field and cutting it back to the middle. And first run of the night, if I'm not mistaken, for Dalton Hunter. He's had a couple receptions and been targeted a few times. But Shasta now up 35, nothing, under 1 minute left in the third. Maybe getting some guys some carries who haven't had any to this point.
Ball at the 41-yard line. Shasta moving from our left to our right. 45 seconds left to play in the third period. Handoff goes to Hellyer right up the middle. He gets across the line of scrimmage and gains a couple more down to the 46.
And they just keep chipping away. We're going to have second and about five or so. We'll see if they run another play here before the end of the quarter.
Still 56-7 PV over Foothill. That game's still in progress.
Now under 20 seconds. Looks like Shasta's going to run at least one more play here. Cadenese in the shotgun, hands it off. No, it's going to be a fake. He's going to run around the right side. His quarterback keeper. He's loose down the right side. Steps out of bounds just shy of the 40-yard line. That's a first down for Shasta with 10 seconds left in the third.
First time we've seen Cadenese hang onto the ball and run it tonight.
Looked like a design run there.
I think it was.
14 yards results in another Shasta first down.
They'll get one more play, it looks like, before the end of the third period. Then they'll switch ends.
Cheerleaders to the announcers group for the drawing.
Man in motion, Cadenese hands it to Hellyer. He's right up the middle for no gain, and that will bring us to the fourth quarter.
Just like that. So at the end of the third, we got one more period to play, and it's Shasta 35. Chico, nothing, and we'll take a 60-second break and be right back on KCNR.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals to sing your decade's best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for Throwback Thursday Karaoke at Overtime Lounge.
No cover charge.
Action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m.
9 o'clock.
Earn entry tickets to win a package including one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash.
Try at the end of the month.
Ask how to earn additional tickets. Throwback Thursday Karaoke. Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Make your Friday night Pint Night at Elements inside Wind River Resort and Casino.
Pint Night. Pints are flowing with amazing featured brews to quench your thirst. Enjoy a 4-buck pint and take the logo glass as a souvenir.
It's yours.
Get a dollar off every featured brew after that. The good times start at 6 p.m. every Friday. Let the weekend begin and take time out with your bros, your girls, and coworkers, where there are plenty of pints to go around. Overtime Lounge. Check out our website for weekly featured beers at windriver.com. Pints are better at the river.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field at the beginning of the fourth period. Shasta leads 35-0 right now. Shasta with the ball at the 41.5-yard line right now, and Kyle Cadenese sitting ready to go. There's the snap, and he's going to roll out to the left-hand side. Got a little trouble, throws deep downfield. He's got a guy wide open, and that is 31. Dalton Hunter complete at the 8-yard line.
And that was an impressive throw by Cadenese. He's running to his left. He avoids the rush, breaks free, sets his feet, and, I mean, that was 30 yards right on the money to Dalton Hunter there, and they are right back in business at the 9-yard line, first and goal.
Cadenese takes the snap. That's a quick handoff up the middle.
Schneider.
There he is. Touchdown Shasta right now, and Schneider gets in the game.
Just a handful of touches tonight for Schneider, but a run right up the middle there as you hear the cannon go off yet again. And with that touchdown, Shasta has just set the school record for points in one season, breaking the record set in 2010. And barring a miraculous set of circumstances, Shasta is going to go on and win tonight and move to 10-1. And the champion round next week. Hats off to head coach J.C. Hunsaker here tonight. But we don't want to downplay the accomplishments of Chico this year. Head coach Jason Alvestar brought in a group here tonight that's depleted by injury, as the extra point is good. And a lot of fight in this group tonight, but just overmatched by this juggernaut of a Shasta offense.
Why do you suppose the clock would still be running right now?
You know, I'm not sure, unless that's something that both coaches would agree to. I can't imagine in a playoff game that would be the case, regardless of the score. But as of right now, we are ticking under 11 minutes. So
interesting. 41-0 here with 10:45 left to play. And Shasta will kick off here in just a moment.
And we see some of the underclassmen, juniors, and backups here warming up on the sideline for Shasta. So it looks like they're going to get some time here tonight as with the game out of reach. Again, updating that score from Chico. Last we heard, it was still 56-7. Not sure if we have a more recent update on that. But again, hats off to Foothill and their coach Joey Brown and his staff. Great group that had a lot of close games, a lot of clutch wins this year, but just overmatched against that juggernaut of a Pleasant Valley Viking team in Chico tonight, especially without their top wide receiver, Patrick Blake. But we want to recognize the accomplishments of the Foothill Cougars, even though their season will end tonight, much like the Chico Panthers against Shasta. But you really got to give Shasta their due. They've had multiple playmakers. Cadenese has played a great game. The defense has flown to the ball, gotten Chico in third and long all night long as we get ready for the kickoff here. Now under 9.5 minutes remaining.
And there's the boot right there. It goes deep down and taken at the 20, and he fumbles the ball. He'll pick it up, and he'll immediately get clobbered by Shasta down at the 17.
And that's kind of how it's gone tonight. You know, he would have fielded that about the 20 with the fumble. They end up with it about the 18. But just no breaks tonight for Chico whatsoever. It's been all Shasta. As we come up on 9 minutes here in the fourth quarter, 42-0.
Correction on the number three, Redmond on the return. Ball is spotted at the 18-yard line.
So Chico, with his offensive starters still on the field, looks like Shasta is going to get some guys in the game.
That's awesome.
Quick run up the middle. That is Patel. So we have some of the starters still in there. Patel's still on the defensive line. Stops that one for no gain. And now he comes off. So a nice round of applause from his teammates there. Gets a hit on the helmet from the coach. Don't want to underplay that Shasta defense. We've talked a lot about the offense and the points and Muckle and Hellier and Cadenese tonight, and Schneider with the touchdown here to get over the school record for points. But that defense of Shasta just has given them no breathing room, no big plays. I think the longest play is probably 25 yards.
Creed Smith throwing it as far as he can downfield, and that is incomplete.
Throwing it into coverage on that play down the sideline. Nearly intercepted by Shasta. But. And we do still have the clock running even on an incompletion, so I'm thinking that must have been a conversation at the end of the third quarter with Chico and Shasta. But we are shaping up for one heck of a championship game next week between the number one and number two seeds. The best two teams all year long. We're going to have 11-0 Pleasant Valley against 10-1 Shasta. 10-1 Shasta's one loss to Pleasant Valley by a mere 7 points. So it's the matchup we've all been waiting for all season long, and it's going to be for the title. As we mentioned before, Pleasant Valley going to their second straight championship game. First time they'll have done that since 93-94. Shasta reaching their first championship game since 2008 when they lost to Paradise 33-14, seeking their first title since all the way back in 1988 when some of these players' parents might have still been going to Shasta High School.
That's right.
Certainly some at least older brothers. Forging their own legacy here with head coach J.C. Hunsaker. A brilliant 10-1 season heading into the championship game next year and an emphatic statement here tonight. 42-0 against Chico as they get ready to kick it away.
There's the kick, and Hellyer might get a chance to run this one back. He does. He'll pick it up at the 35, and he'll take it out to the 40. He's beat one guy, two guys. Now there's a flag on the play. There's a second flag on the play. Hellyer still moving. He's across midfield down to the 45 and 40. He's back and forth, and now he's got a guy wrapped around his leg. He gets around him, and now he finally goes down.
He must have made six guys miss on that play. He is unbelievably elusive, great speed.
Wow.
But one guy is just not going to get him down.
There's several guys on Chico's side limping. There's two flags down. We got a guy on Shasta who's limping over here on the right-hand side.
Looks like that's number 15.
Yeah,
Brant Bertagna. Senior playing his last non-championship game here. And, yeah, looks like a right ankle, so you hate to see that at the end of the game here with just 5 minutes to go. As the Shasta fans can sense it here, they're saying, bring on the Vikings.
All right. New quarterback in for Shasta.
Dalton Hunter on the left side.
Dalton Hunter's got a pretty good game here tonight. I haven't seen him or heard much of him all year long, but tonight he showed up, and he has done great.
8 of 6 on the play.
So Catanese calls it a night, one touchdown pass, and one good run around the right side and several completions, but it has been a running game tonight.
Clock is moving, 4:33 left to play in the game. Shasta leads 42-0.
Short loss on that game. We're going to have third and about 8. In the shotgun, we're going to hand off, and it's up the middle for little to no. No, it's a fumble.
How did that happen?
And
he took
Chico
the ball
picks
away
it
from
up.
Him. A lineman, number 62, took the ball out of his hands and ran it down in for a touchdown, and there's a flag at the end of the play in the end zone.
That's Dylan McClintock on the fumble recovery touchdown, and he did the layup through the goalpost, which is probably going to get him an unsportsmanlike, but at this point, 42-6 with 4 minutes to go for Chico. I don't think they're really too concerned about that. They're just happy to not get the goose egg.
You know, wouldn't you just let them have that celebratory moment?
Yeah. And that might be one of those judgment call discretionary things by the ref. You know, let them have that one.
Could have been just following the rule book. But for a lineman like that to get the ball and run it in for a touchdown. You rarely see that.
Senior Dylan McClintock in his final game tonight for Chico gets a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So he's got that one to remember this game by. Not a whole lot else to hang your hat on for Chico tonight. But
you got your hands full.
Oh, we're being brought some food here.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Farrar, his kid plays on Shasta's team.
Got some ribs and some baked beans here.
They ran it in for two and didn't make it.
Number 12, Ryan Dean. Okay, the 50-50 ticket.
What else do you have? There's some potato salad.
Yeah, there's rolls, potato salad, ribs, and barbecue beans. Help yourself.
Nice spread here. Been smelling it all night.
I know.
We're down under 2:30 here, letting the clock run with the game out of reach. So for the first time since 2008, Shasta High School will be in the Section 2 championship game.
That's going to be a great football game, too.
The two best teams in the league. Power running game, the number 2 scoring offense coming in against the number 1 scoring defense, giving up less than 14 points a game in Pleasant Valley. It's going to be the unstoppable force against the immovable object, and last time we got a good game 28-21.
That's the game we'll be planning on doing next week. We're not quite sure of the location.
Great turnout tonight from the Shasta crowd. Strong showing from the Chico crowd, traveling well. We imagine it's going to be a raucous crowd for the championship game next week. Between
you,
the...
you guys are going to have to split the...
There you go, man.
Oh, hey, there's my plate.
Split those up.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, no problem, man.
And Shasta with the kick return all the way back across midfield. That's number 23, Jake Walker, the junior. And Shasta not taking their foot off the gas here as we get down near 1 minute to play. And we've got the guys with the clean jerseys coming in to run the offense.
That's right.
Perfect conditions tonight. High 50s, low 60s all night. Not a drop of rain.
45 seconds left to go in the game. Handoff over to the right-hand side. No gain. He'll actually lose a few.
And we've got a late flag. Not sure why.
I know exactly why. Number 34 on the defense, who's not on our program here, just clocked one of the guys at the end of the play in the backfield. Nothing was even around. That's a personal foul.
You hate to see that.
That's frustration. Mm-hmm. That might be his last hit of his career.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he enjoyed it.
So we're ticking down here under 20 seconds. Don't know if we'll have one more play, but the conclusion, a foregone conclusion. The Shasta is going to win this one 42-6 and advance to the championship round next week.
And that wraps it up here. 4 seconds left. They're going to let it just run out. Final score from Thompson Field, Shasta 42, Chico 6, and they'll move on to the division championship. Stand by. We'll come back and recap the game for you in a moment on KCNR.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Poe the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors. Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field, final score, Shasta 42 and Chico 6. And that shapes up for a really good matchup that we've alluded to already for next week as PV leads like 56-14 over Foothill. So undoubtedly it's going to be Shasta seeded number 2 and PV seeded number 1. They will play, we just found out for sure, they will play at PV next week. And they have, a muddy field. It's not in really good shape, so it's going to be very interesting.
And it's a shame it's not going to be a Shasta home game because we have enjoyed some really good ribs
and
cornbread. And, it's a shame this is the last game at Shasta this year because heck of a spread they've got here.
Chris Farrar is a linebacker for Shasta. He's a senior. It's his dad that they've got a section back here where you can buy, for lack of a better term, a season ticket. And you can pull right back into the top of the field and park. And they brought out a big 55-gallon barrel and barbecued beans and cornbread and macaroni salad and some of the best cornbread I've ever had in my life. So, Mark Farrar, thank you so much. It's been a great football game, Kyle. Been a good time working with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a blast. It's been a little bit of a one-sided game. Shasta came out and really put it on them. But, we saw some great execution, great defense by Shasta, and some big plays that were fun to watch.
Our engineer who makes all this stuff work for us and makes us sound good, that is Jared back at the radio station. Thank you so much, partner. You've done great. We'll do it again next week for the championship game between Shasta and Pleasant Valley. So for Kyle DeFore and KCNR, I'm Gary Moore saying good night from Thompson Field.
.com's U.S.-based design consultants will help you every step of the way, from selecting the right styles and colors to measuring and installation. As one customer put it, you guys are the kings, not just of blinds, but of how the online ordering process should work. It was flawless, it was seamless, it was a breath of fresh air. And what more could you want, especially as cooler weather and holiday guests are arriving? Blinds.com's design experts are available by phone, email, or live chat and make ordering and installation easy. And if you mismeasure, their SureFit guarantee will make it right. Go to Blinds.com now and look for the biggest sales of the year this month. And also, mention you heard it here when you check out. Get free samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices far lower than those in stores. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. You're facing a tough decision. So what do? You sleep on it. Well, what if that decision is to get rid of your old lumpy mattress that's ruining your sleep? You get a Casper and literally sleep on it. And that's what I did. It's one award-winning mattress engineered for supportive comfort and guaranteed to give you a great night's sleep. Casper totally upturned the mattress industry. And now they're doing the same to bedding with their newly launched sheets and pillows. Their new dual-layer pillow contains nearly a billion microfibers that adapt to your movements to keep you supported and cool through the night. You can try your Casper mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Sheets and pillow, too. If you don't get the best night's sleep you've ever had, they'll pick up the mattress and refund you everything. So put Casper to the test by actually sleeping on it for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, code DREAM, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! it's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Do you like to draw and create new characters? Have you ever dreamed of becoming an animator? School's out, the Turtle Bay's Animation Station is in. On Tuesday, November 24th, join local animator Jefferson Thomas and learn the tricks of the trade as you create your very own animation at our single day camp. Camp is open to children ages 8 through 12 years old and is $35 for members and $45 for non-members. Pre-registration is required. Visit turtlebay.org to register. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
The idea that somehow they pose a more significant threat than all the tourists who pour into the United States every single day just doesn't jive with reality.
Doesn't jive with reality, except it does. It's crazy.
I wanted to, there's so many things I have to share with you. This, I wanted to tell you before I forgot about it. Daily Mail says, you remember Diesel, the gorgeous Belgian Malinois that was killed by that horrible terrorist woman who I was so excited that she was blown to bits and her spine was pictured laying by a blue mattress. Anyway, the, gorgeous Diesel was killed by these terrorists. Dogs are so, they just like love, just pure love. Anyway, Russia has donated a puppy to France to be the next Diesel. The dog is also it's Belgian Shepherd. The dog's name is Dobrynya. Isn't that nice?
She's nice. Adorable. Why couldn't we have done that?
That's a great question. Because? Oh, we're just, I'm too busy playing golf. I don't know.
Just a setback.
Yeah, so they donated. They donate. Oh, and she's a beautiful puppy. I'm going to start doing baby talks. So I got to stop. Anyway, I wanted to make sure that I shared that with you. And
are you looking to get a bigger dog? You're not looking to get a
bigger dog. Yes, I do want a bigger dog.
What?
And I'm trying to convince my husband that I want another dog, but I want a big one. Because we have our French bulldog, Rocco, who's still a puppy. And he's a gentleman and a scholar, Rocco is. Rocco P. von Lersch. And he always looks like he's surprised and shocked. But he's super sweet. So I want another one now, and I want a bigger. I want Rocco, and then I want a big dog, because I always had bigger dogs. I would love to get a German Shepherd, but Chris was like, no, they shed, and no, I don't want that one. So anyway, I'm going to try to twist his arm and see if we can make it happen. Because I would love to have a big giant. I want a big giant one. I love dogs. Love them. Anyway, so that's, you know, kind of. We're not there yet. But, and I think Rocco would be great with him. Rocco's, he's a super good puppy. Anyway, and he loves watching the Nature Channel. You guys remember how long, Ian, you remember how long I was trying to get Chris to let me get a dog? It happened a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally the entire time I've been on radio. They tested the smart gun, which is the not-so-smart gun, as it turns out. I could have told you that. And he's heard me talk about it. You guys, feel free to tweet him to death. Feel free to tweet him about letting me get a big dog. The shocking test for the Armatix IP1 smart gun came in, and it's ridiculous because you know how some of these smart guns, you have to, like, they have to be turned on or operated with a watch. It took this thing 20 minutes to pair with a watch, even when they had an IT pro who was trained in its use.
Great.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Hold on, Mr. Robber. I need to wait for the technology to pair up. We have more of your calls coming up. It is Open Line Friday. And Black Lives Matter succeeded in getting a collegian fired from her job at Buffalo Wild Wings. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at reddingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with The Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for The Temptations.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-County's banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-County's Bank. Tri-County's Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. On Twitter at DLash. Oh, aggravating. My life is lately is full of DNBs and people who don't honor their end of the bargain. So aggravated. Personal TMI Friday. Sock hat day. Everything aggravates me, particularly this story right here. I'm so glad that Black Lives Matter solved the injustice. And I said Buffalo Wild Wings earlier. That is not accurate. It's called the Wild Wings Cafe. Correction. A college student, according to Daily Mail, has been fired from her restaurant job because she criticized Mizzou and Black Lives Matter activists online. College senior Emily Faz responded to an article about Black Lives Matter activists worrying that the Paris attacks deflected from their movement because they were livid. Black Lives Matter protesters were livid that the Paris attacks took precedence over their whining and, you know, ridiculous protests over, you know, just idiotic. And because of that, she was fired from her job at the Wild Wings Cafe because students urged people, they went on a fascistic witch hunt, and they urged people to get her fired. She wrote on her Facebook page, or in a Facebook comment, she says, "I'm just going to leave this here. I swear if I see this BS at Southern, I'll make you regret even knowing what a movement or hashtag is, and you'll walk away with your tail tucked. This whole Black Lives Matter movement is misguided and out of hand. Maybe no one likes or takes y'all seriously because no one can see past your egotistical BS. Some people might just look past it, but fair warning, I'm not one. All lives matter. That has always been the case, and you are part of the problem if you think otherwise." And so these whiny, entitled 1%er brats decided to say, oh my gosh, this is a threat. Everything is a threat. A blind girl takes her service dog out to use the restroom, can't find a trash can because she's blind, bags up the feces and leaves it on a step, and black students at Vanderbilt University claimed that it was a hate crime. I shared that story with you yesterday. So everyone said, oh my gosh, this girl threatened us. So they got her fired. They got her fired at Wild Wings Cafe, and I'm sure their wings suck. Wild Wings Cafe, they told everybody, to call Wild Wings Cafe at 912-681-9453 and tell them what? Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. I'm sorry. 912. What is happening? 681-9453. And to call Wild Wings Cafe and try to get her fired. That's what they did. And so they, I mean, it's just, they insane. They didn't want her to have her own, they don't allow people to have free speech. You know, the injustice of a half, and she's, by the way, she's half Hispanic, but I guess she's one of those white Hispanics, right?
Now you're triggering
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Now, see, yeah, you don't count, Kane, because you're a white Hispanic.
Yeah.
They said she was racist, and she was like, because she had a free, that's her opinion. That is her opinion. Freedom of speech is only tolerated if people agree with it. So she wasn't allowed to speak her mind because they were, and they called and they got her fired. But you know what? I want to look. Where's this Wild Wings Cafe at? Hold up. Let me look. I love live radio. It's Sockhead Day. So I'm just curious. Wild Wings Cafe. Oh, it's a chain. Wild Wings Cafe. And they're on Twitter. God love it. I love it. I love it so much. Yay! They are on Twitter. Wild Wings Cafe. I'm kind of interested in the establishment. You know, let's go check it out. Wild Wings Cafe. Mm-hmm. So this student, it is, I can't believe that her boss fired her over a comment that she, was totally appropriate that she made on Facebook. And this was at Georgia Southern University, excuse me. So, yeah, it looks like your wings suck. I'm just going to say it. Sorry. I wouldn't eat there. I don't believe in boycotts, but I wouldn't eat there.
Yeah, I love wings. I wouldn't eat there.
Yeah, I say this as a wing connoisseur. I adore wings. Like, my night is, like, cops and wings. I mean, that's my night. You give me some cops marathon, you give me some hot wings, I'm in heaven, right? I mean, I wouldn't, the only way that would make it better is if I had a marathon of cops, I had hot wings, and I was on the range. And after I ate my wings and cleaned my hands up, I could shoot. You know, I mean, it's like amazing, right?
Dream come true.
And if I could drive there in a 1971 Black Challenger, that would even be more amazing. I mean, so that's my night. It just keeps that, but, you know, that's my dream night, right? Go get my wings in that 71 Challenger, then come back, watch a marathon of cops. First, take the 71 Challenger, go to the range, then get wings, come back, watch cops, and eat wings. That's it! I love it. So they said that she violated their student code of conduct, which means that you can't have a different of opinion. If you have a different opinion on Black Lives Matter, that's not tolerated by the student code of conduct at Georgia Southern University. And so that's
what does it take
you
to get,
lose your job.
What does it take to get people to understand that if they're offended, it's because of the context they created about it? It's their decision to be offended. Live with it.
Right. She can have that opinion, and they're whiny brats. They are brats. And so much of this, and they're going to go, get mad at me all you want to. I don't care. You're offended. I'm offended by you. You offend me. I win. That's how that works. I feel bad for college kids. I feel bad for conservatives on college campuses. I feel bad because not only are they at odds so often with their teachers, with the administration, but they're also at odds with other students like this who want to stamp out any free speech. It's a free speech issue, and they're acting fascistic, and fascistic so often is a mob riled up that wants to eliminate any dissent from the public square. That there's nothing that she said that was in any way inappropriate. None. Nothing. Someone asked me on Twitter, boneless or traditional? Boneless wings aren't wings.
They're not wings.
Those are chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Boneless, what? No. What? Who calls boneless? There's no such thing as a boneless wing. That's a nugget. What?
I've
no,
never seen
of course.
One wing ever without bones. Not one.
Yeah, that's the, no. Let's go to the phones. 866-455-9797. John is on the line. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, appreciate your service. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Trey had a good point earlier in regards to what's it going to take, what kind of trade-off are we going to have if they bring these Syrians or immigrants over here. Is it going to take, you know, someone to get stabbed in the neck, a rape, shot in the head, or what have you? Is it going to be worth it if any of that happens? If there's just one case of that, is it going to be worth it? Also, I wanted to make the point on they're hell-bent about, you know, trying to vet these folks or the lack of being able to do that. And for the amount of money that it would cost to do that, I think that you could surely find a swath of land somewhere in Europe or in the Middle East that would provide room to build housing of some sort, modular housing, and take care of the situation that way. I just wonder what your thoughts were on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that they would assimilate better, honestly, in countries where the cultures are similar to theirs. And
Exactly.
I think that would work a lot better. And then when you consider as well, because some of the states that we're talking about, importing these refugees in, I mean, you're talking about sending them up north as well. Here we're at the start of winter. And, yes, when you live in the desert and you live in the Middle East, you don't have things covered in snow. There are a lot of things, plus not to mention the language barrier. And if you, I mean, there's so many things to consider. And the fact that, like, 72% of them are young men and not families and women and children. So, yeah.
Exactly, and I wanted to make a point on that if I have a minute. I got in contact with a friend of mine that lives in Germany a few weeks ago. We were texting back and forth, and I just asked him, is it really as bad as what we're seeing on TV? And he said, it's worse. He said, what happens is, and it is mostly men, young men, and he says they're like wear designer clothes, and they all have the most modern cell phones. But anyway, he said that there is an incredible amount of theft. There's constant harassment of the shop owners in the area. They're always pestering folks for money so they can buy cigarettes and liquor, is what he told me. And
now they give everybody $900.
Yep. He said that he took a taxi, and the taxi cab driver told him the night before, two of them had employed him to drive to Berlin to pick up a package. And when he returned, he said he was paid, and he phrased it as crispy cash. So I don't know if you would consider that as a refugee or a migrant or what, but what I'm getting at is I don't think that there's any place in the United States right now in the condition of the world for this type of humanity. If there's a way that we can somehow establish a safe zone over there to settle them, if you will, I think citizens of the U.S. would be more than happy to donate to the Red Cross or to any organization that would be willing to get something like that started. And it would be better for them, too, because then their families wouldn't be broke up. And I just think it would make everybody feel more at ease, including myself. I've got 5 kids and a 3-year-old, and I'm just wondering what kind of world is he going to grow up in?
Exactly. Exactly. Same thing I wonder as well. I think that's, you know, you make some really good points in there, John, too. I appreciate you calling in on that. Thank you. No, I think that that's, he does make some good points. I mean, there are so many without having to import, because, again, you don't, there's no way. You have the FBI, James Comey, who said there is no way. DHS said there is no way. Military officials said there is no way. When you do not have anything against which to check it, you just, to check information and to verify, you can't verify. And in fact, the House bill, all they were wanting to do is make sure that the FBI and DHS can sign off on each individual refugee. And that's apparently too much for the administration that threatened to veto it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get a couple of hate mails, pieces of hate mail in, when we, return, hopefully. It's been a packed show, and I still didn't even get to everything I was going to get to. That's the problem with Sock Hat Friday. In the meantime, our sponsor for this portion of our program, Casper Mattress. This is a great mattress. This is a startup company, in fact, and they reinvented the mattress. It's engineered for supportive comfort. You have supportive comfort. You have it's engineered to make you so you don't sweat to death at night as well. And the best part is that you actually can try it in your home for 100 nights. That's really like the best way to get a feel for your mattress. You can't determine whether or not you're going to love it for all of these years. And when you're in a mattress store and you just sit on it for a few minutes, Casper, they send it to you free, surprisingly compact box. You try it in your own home for 100 nights, no risk. And if you don't get the best night's sleep that you've ever had, they come, they pick it up, they refund you everything. Make every hour of sleep amazing. Upgrade and get a Casper. Put Casper to the test for 100 night. Test for 100 nights in your home. Free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code DREAM. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. You'll love yours. I love mine. Casper.com. Code DREAM. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Dana Show.
If you're someone who owes the IRS, call the good folks that I trust at Optima Tax Relief. The IRS has the power to freeze your paycheck, even take your home or business. Protect yourself, your family, and your money, and start fighting back. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Write this number down. 800-335-0875. Optima has the power to protect you from aggressive collection actions now, so the IRS can't take your assets. And when you call, ask about the tax debt forgiveness program that is saving people thousands, even tens of thousands. There was another incredible story the other day about how Optima settled a $125,000 debt for $500 for a gentleman in California. They have so many five-star reviews because these guys are the best. One quick call is all it takes to get started on resolving your tax debt. Optima Tax Relief has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima now for your free consultation. Call 800-335-0875. That's 800-335-0875.
I want to talk with you a little bit about our power grid. Now, it's no secret that the president he declared war on the coal industry. And the result now is the cost of electricity is skyrocketing. And that cost, you know, it's passed to you, right? It's the record rates that we already have. Now, ultimately, I believe that these socialist policies are going to create real, actual shortages of electricity, like Obamacare, only with the power grid. And it gets worse. Experts say our power grid continues to remain unprotected and vulnerable. This is why I want all of you out there to be able to produce your own supply of electricity. Now, I believe it's time to prepare right now for coming problems with the power grid. So do what I did. Get a solar generator from Solutions from Science. They run quietly, they emit no fumes, and they produce an endless supply of electricity from the sun.
Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana to get a special half-price offer. DanaSolarBackup.com. I'm really serious about my health, and so I'm doing something for it. It's called Super Beets, a circulation superfood powder that helps support my heart and healthy blood pressure, too. I have amazing energy and amazing stamina as well. The New York Times calls beets fitness in a glass, and with Super Beets, I get all of the benefits without the bad taste, calories, or added sugar. Each canister of Super Beets gives me 90 non-GMO beets that taste great. Mix it in water or a smoothie for a jitter-free energy boost. You'll love the taste of Super Beets and feel results in as little as 20 minutes, guaranteed, or you don't pay. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to DanaShootsBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the result that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul. and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, on Twitter at DLash as well. And Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. And of course, you can find me on Facebook as well. Dana, I think it's just Dana Radio on Facebook. I want to try to get in at least one piece of hate mail before we're finishing out this particular hour. So let's go ahead and kick into it really quickly, though. Apparently, there was a plane. This just came out. I had retweeted. The reports are now starting to come out. Chris Christie was on a flight to Boston, United 1108, and it's being reported that he was threatened by a passenger, and then they had a taxi all the way back and made everybody deplane. So just don't know anything else about that except just what I told you. I'm sure any developments, you'll hear them as they come out. All right, go ahead and kick it into this. Let's get some, at least one piece. We have a few minutes left.
It's now that time of the week to open up Dana's big mailbag of hate.
It's been that kind of week. And I think, you know, I did see a reduction in hate mail this week, and I think it's been because I was so mean at the start of it. I was, you know. I blame the tornado that happened. Real people who are living and vote and breathe and, like, have children, you know, and they drive next to you on the highway. They, like, write this stuff. This one comes from April. It was a Facebook message. And she says the subject was terrorism because of guns. I'm just, man, it's, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. It's every bit as beautiful as you think it would be. Here we go. April writes, "Guns are what kill the Paris citizens and you, a merchant of death, are responsible. If it weren't for your arms sales, this wouldn't be a problem. We could rid the world of evil, but you can't. Just get rid of your precious guns, which you clearly value more than human life. How many more lives must be lost? April." She sounds angrier at me than the actual terrorists. And a couple of things. I've never sold guns. I'm not an arms dealer. I'm not an FFL. So, and yet they realized, too, that it was terrorism that's the problem. She knows it's terrorism, right? Because they blew stuff up. They had explosives. Those are different than firearms. Are people aware of that, Kane? I feel like people aren't aware of what those are.
And she sounds also like she doesn't know that Obama's been the biggest seller of guns in the last, like, 5 years.
You mean as opposed to me?
Yeah, as opposed to you.
Yeah, crazy. I know. So, and then she writes, can't get rid of my precious guns, which I clearly value more than human life. Actually, because I value human life, that's why I don't get rid of them. My life was protected by one once, and I envy the luxury that people who have never been in that situation, what that must feel like, that luxurious feeling of never having to experience that, feel that, and never having to realize that the thing that is protecting you is a firearm. And never being in that particular position, especially when you're young, as I was. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that's great. She's a one percenter, I guess, in terms of safety. But it was terrorism that did this. It wasn't because of an NRA loophole. It was, you know, I'll tell you, if we're worried about unindicted, if we're worried about known terrorists running around, indict them, right? Good heavens. All right, today in stupidity, Mr.
Yeah,
Kane.
There was a heartfelt prayer vigil for Paris ISIS victims, and Black Lives Matter decided that, well, we need to take this over.
Wow, we are grateful for the collaboration we have had with faculty and administrators in the past. We make these demands during this unique time to expedite these processes. So that we can ensure that these demands are met, we will request that President Eisgruber sign this document.
Yes.
And until so,
jeez,
we will be hosting.
Shut up. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody, I'm done.
I wonder why the
I'm
support
done.
Is failing. It's like, jeez.
It's, you know, there are bigger things happening right now than like a picture of Woodrow Wilson or, you know, something else. These people, especially the latest round, they're from Princeton. You're not oppressed if you're in Princeton. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back with you Monday.
The Dana Show.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Relatives of the American killed in a terror attack on a hotel in Maui say that her life was devoted to helping others. A statement from her family identifies the American victim as 41-year-old Anita Datar of Tacoma Park, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C. President Obama says the deadly assault on a hotel in Mali that claimed 20 lives is yet another reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens many nations.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations. And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
Belgium's National Crisis Center has raised its terrorism alert to its highest level in the Brussels region. Brussels was home to the suspected organizer of the November 13 Paris terror attacks that killed 130 people. The UN Security Council has given its unanimous approval to a resolution that condemns recent attacks by Islamic State terrorists. U.S. Deputy UN Ambassador Michelle Sisson says every possible step must be taken to prevent terrorist violence.
In recent weeks, barbaric terrorist attacks have startled the world's conscience. From Europe to Africa to the Middle East, innocent men and women have been slaughtered.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is seeking to clarify his position on tracking Muslims in the United States. Trump tells Fox News Channel that he wants a watch list of Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. Trump has faced criticism for supporting the idea of a mandatory government database that would keep tabs on Muslims. It is believed that no one survived the crash of a helicopter in New Zealand. Police say seven people were aboard that copter that crashed on a scenic glacier. That's a popular tourist destination. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There are times when people need a little extra money, honest, hard-working people, and some banks don't always make it fast or easy. But finally, there's a company who gets it, who can help my listeners who need it. Avant. You simply go to avantoffer.com to check your rate, risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If any of my listeners need a loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code BORROW. That's A-V-A-N-T offer.com, promo code BORROW. AvantOffer.com, promo code BORROW.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
A Republican super PAC is planning an aggressive advertising campaign against Donald Trump.
The New Day for America Political Action Committee says it will spend $2.5 million over the next 2 months attacking Trump. Strategists with the pro-John Kasich group say the budget is likely to grow. Politico also reports that Trump is threatening to sue. In a letter to the PAC and Kasich himself, Trump's lawyer says he will not hesitate to seek immediate legal action if the ads contain any false, misleading, or defamatory statements. Greg Clagston, The White House.
Volkswagen will cut its spending by $1.7 billion next year and strictly prioritize investments as it shores up its finances to deal with its emissions rigging scandal. The car maker, which is due to present to U.S. authorities later in the day its plan to fix diesel cars affected by the scandal, has decided to cancel or postpone investments that aren't absolutely necessary. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Hyundai is recalling nearly 305,000 Sonata midsize cars because the brake lights can stay on when the driver isn't stopping. Bob Agnew reports.
The recall covers cars from the 2011 and 2012 model years. The company says a stopper pad between the brake pedal and the plunger that turns the lights on can deteriorate. That causes the brake lights to stay illuminated. Also, the transmission could be shifted out of park without the brake on, and the system that lets the brakes override the gas pedal may not work properly. Bob Agnew reporting.
Barry Beach has walked out of the Montana State Prison after serving three decades behind bars for a 1979 killing that he long denied. The state's Democratic Governor Steve Bullock today signed a clemency order allowing his release. Beach will remain on probation for 10 years. He was convicted in the killing of a high school classmate but maintained his confession was coerced. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Roy Taylor, Fremont, California, the inventor of the Golf Driver. With a rifle attached to it.
You just pull the trigger, and the driver can drive the ball how many yards?
250, 260 yards.
260? One shot, one pull of the trigger, that ball is gone.
Instead of doing a backswing, you just hold it in front of the ball and press a couple of buttons under the normal golf grip, and the front of the faceplate of the glove moves out an inch and a half and strikes the ball. Sails right down the fairway, nice and straight. It's for people that really want to play golf.
But don't like the swing.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
People are asking if it will violate their probation.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
It will not violate probation, will it, Roy?
No. Talk radio, unhinged.
Yeah! I got to get, as we head into the holidays, I got to give that rifle away. The Roy Taylor, the guy who invented the swingless golf club, now calling it, we called it the golf rifle for a while. Then it is, was called the swingless golf club. And now Roy Taylor, the CEO, I don't know where he lives now. I guess it's Memphis, Tennessee. He is the CEO and president of Easy Golf. It's the golf club, as you heard him say, for people who like to play golf but don't like to swing and it does not violate your probation. It is propelled by a power strip. It's a rifle, basically. It's a rifle. You push a trigger. It is serious. It's a serious driver. He sent it to me finally. I have it. I said, I can't accept it. I will give it to a listener. I said, drop me a note, and I will drop me an email. Tell me why you want it, what you're going to do with it, and I'll give it away. And then I realized these are stacking up, and I'm done. So I picked out a few of them. I'll read them, and I'll throw them in a pile, and I'll pick one out. This one says,
you're not gonna run a contest.
Yeah, here's what I'm gonna do because it's my contest. I'm gonna read some of these, and these are the ones I've read and accepted. Not just, hey Johnny, give me it, give me the drive, the golf rifle. I'm gonna read them. I'm gonna toss them out, and then I'm gonna say, Hector, come in and pick up a piece of paper, and he'll pick one up and hand it to me. Whoever it is wins.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I did go through I read them all, but I just picked these ones as the ones that I thought might be. Worth giving them to. Johnny, I want the golf rifle. And the thing is, I don't know why you want to call it Easy Golf or whatever it is now.
That's a bad name for it.
Yeah, because it sounds normal. The golf rifle sounds exciting.
It's for people that really want to play golf.
But don't like the swing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that is right. That don't like the swing. I think that's a great, great slogan. And I think they're missing the boat on that. But it's not mine. And I don't know what the value of it is. What is the price of the? What's the cost if you're going to buy one? What would that cost? Because this is
close to $1,000. I know that.
Is that what the guy told us?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. These people, I'm telling you, man, you get this thing, you're going to love it. I just didn't. I don't think I could accept that. I couldn't take it. And Gino didn't want it. It says, all I wanted him to do was unpack it and go out and hit a couple of balls with it.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm lumbering around. I'm lumbering around here. I can't be doing that.
All right, this one. I have a 15-acre farm.
Does seem dangerous.
Yeah, I guess it's really something else, man. I have a 15-acre farm with my own personal shooting range. We shoot everything from moonshine to AR-15s. I will gladly fire the golf rifle on my range, and I can even send you a video of it in action so you can join in on the fun. signed, Jeff W. All right. Jeff's in. Here's one. And this, I'll tell you one. See if this catches you, if you hear what I hear, and if you think, well, let me read this. Brand Meyer. I need the shotgun golf club. See, now he's calling it the shotgun golf club. I need the shotgun golf club. I'm going to go to the home of golf, St. Andrews, Scotland, in a week and with my two brothers to visit our fourth brother who goes to school there, provided I can actually travel with this thing. Guarantee some pictures with it on the St. Andrews golf course. Otherwise, I'll just be boozing it up. Signed, Adrian Murray. Anything strike there?
Not really.
Really?
Slightly irresponsible, but
no. Well,
nothing unusual.
Murray. Bill Murray.
Oh.
Because the Murrays had a golf show, Bill and Brian and Murray and the Murray brothers. Always they always golf. And how many guys are going to St. Andrews, Scotland to golf with their two brothers to visit the fourth brother who goes to school there?
Yeah. You can tell you, a lot of guys go to Ireland to golf for any conceivable reason they can think of.
Yeah, well, that's Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Adrian Murray, well, he's in. Throw him in. This guy says, I have a friend that's an amazing artist. You could see some of his work. I play golf with him from time to time. He's a great golfer, and he can regularly drive 300 yards. You trade me the golf club for one of his paintings. If I don't kill him with the club, the painting will be worth $1,000. We both have something. Okay, thank you, John Reinhardt. Thank you. I should take him out. Well, if he wins, he wins. This one's from Rodney, who says, I would like to be considered for this gift. I have Parkinson's disease, and I have golfed every weekend for the last 4 years with my son, but it has become increasingly difficult to do so. This would be the perfect gift for me, to continue to golf with my son. That's a good one.
And the name Shotgun is a better name than the rifle, I think.
Shotgun Golf. Because they're shotgun rounds in golf, the shotgun,
right.
The golf rifle just sounds funnier. Okay, he's in. I'm giving away it was sent to me by the inventor himself, Roy Taylor. After years and years and years,
of saying, I would tell him when he invented it, he told me about this invention, it's never coming out. No one's ever going to let you buy this and mass market this. And there it is. If you don't believe, go to EZEE Golf Club, EZGolf.com, and take a look at it. Johnny, in the name of all things sacred. And he, by the way, his subject and his email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com, his subject line is Miracle Driver, or whatever the hell that thing is called. Everyone's got shotgun rifle, shotgun club, rifle club. This one's calling it the Miracle Driver, or whatever that thing is called. In the name of all things sacred about the game of golf and the sanity of the world, I would love for you to give me that driver. Not for me, but for my 78-year-old golf buddy. Uh-huh. That can't carry the ball 125 yards anymore. The problem is that each round we play with him, we get to hear a profanity-laden diatribe at least 18 times around as he drives the ball into the hedges and the woods and the lakes and the ponds, and he dribbles it down to the ladies' tee. He loves the game, and he thinks it embarrasses him to have to play the upper tees. He's a proud old crab ass, and we're tired of it. By the way, the guy's name is Mike Blake. As all golfers know, the result of any round of golf can make for a wonderful day or simply a horrid day, a day where nothing in the world is going right. It will never go right, and if I try to cheer this old guy up, he just gets more ticked off. Please give him the gift of this driver, not only to make him a happier person, but to make the rest of the people he comes into contact with as happy as well. Have a festive Thanksgiving, Mike Blake. The Miracle Driver, or whatever that thing was called.
Well, I mean, now you hear these emails. It's like it seems like there's a demand for this.
I can't buzz. This is the ones I had to weed through. Hi, Johnny. This is from Suzanne Dresma. Johnny, my kids and I would love that golf club. We wouldn't even have the kids and I would love that golf club. But wait, it gets worse. We wouldn't even have to go to a golf course. We live in the woods, and we have acres behind us. We would use it for target practice with squirrels, raccoons, and other assorted worthless vermin.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks for the consideration, Susan in Michigan.
Hey, Susan, good idea with the kids. Take the kids out golfing to hit the useless vermin.
But completely bypass the golf game.
Yeah. This is for people who love golf. No, people who don't love golf, but love to shoot useless vermin like squirrels, raccoons, and muskrats, or whatever she said. Susan in Michigan. She sounds like a hoot. Johnny, I've been listening to the podcast. He says, the podcast is great. One complaint. The show just ends. There is no sign-off. Patrick Murphy, it plays in all different ways and hours and places. And, you know, I never really said, I think at one time, Buzz, I said when the show was over later or something like that, right?
Yep.
But pretty much, you know, when you don't hear me anymore and when you don't hear the show anymore, you pretty much know we're gone.
It's over.
I don't think
it's
you need, over. I hate guys that come out and go, I'll be here until about noon today. Yeah, I don't really care because guess what? I won't be listening to you till noon today. You can tell me how long you're going to be there. I don't really care. And I don't really care when you're gone either. Just go. And that's the way I think you should feel about this show. I would love to get my hands on the golf rifle. My two sons go to a Catholic grade school, and we do golf an outing every year. It would be fun to incorporate that into somehow and maybe make a little extra money for the school. Oh, I see. Maybe auction the golf rifle off.
Sure. All good ideas, right?
And parents will not accept it.
That guy Murphy gave away a rifle to my kid, and he killed a dog in our neighborhood.
Right.
But the driver, he drove 350, though.
I'm writing to you about the golf club, says Robin Marchetti. I love you, and I love my husband. He's a golfer, and he's a golfer, but he could use some help. He's a cancer survivor. He's an amazing guy. Would really get a kick out of this thing, especially coming from you. He's a hard worker, excellent person. We've been married 35 years. I've worked for Safeway for 30 years, and if I could just afford it, I would buy this golf thing for him. I think they have a market.
It makes me want to buy it for her.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. We should give it to her. Let's see. Hold on a minute.
You can say that about each and every one of them.
Every one of them deserves it. I'm not kidding. I'm throwing it in a pile. Or I could number them. Number each one of those. I whittled it down to, I think, 10. And then I could just number them, and we could pick a number randomly so you know we're not cheating. Why would I cheat? I don't care who gets it.
Johnny cheated.
Yeah, I don't really care who gets the golf rifle. You know what? I could have got the golf rifle from the guy and not given it to you.
That's
Right. I'm giving it to you because it didn't feel right to me. Jonathan, I don't want it. I don't want that swingless golf club. I need it. My dad is a double amputee.
Oh, there you go, boy. If it weren't a contest, I smell a winner right here.
He has lost both legs below the knee. He has not once felt sorry for himself or been down about his condition. Well, first of all, I think that's fantastic, but it's not a condition when you're a double amputee. Is that a condition? You call that a condition?
Well,
you've lost both your legs, and this guy's not a complainer.
It's a legless condition.
You hear that out there, you little babies out there crying about every little move you make? He's lost both of his legs, his dad has. He doesn't say a word about it. In fact, after the first surgery, one of the first things he said was, now he wants to take up golf.
Nice. Not only has he lost both of his legs, he's probably going to lose this contest.
Buzz, why do you say that to him?
Because his chances are 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10. Wait a minute.
He's probably going to lose.
Okay. Wow, you are a downer. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
After the first surgery with his amputation, one of the first things he said, he wants to take up golf. He now, because he literally has a real handicap. In all reality, I'd love to be able to give it to him for Christmas. If you can make that happen, Johnny. Now I listen to the show every day on the podcast and blah, blah, blah. Now I should have just given it to him.
Well, you know, you've got 10 people requesting.
Right.
They're all good.
All good.
Buy 10 rifles and give them away for Christmas.
I am not doing that.
It'll only cost you
$10,000. I'm not doing that. But I'm taking that $1,000 golf club that shoots like a golf rifle, and I'm going to give it to one of those. I'm going to number them up, and now I'm going to pick a number. Rather than have Hector just come in and pick them off the floor, no chance. Right?
You should make Hector grab it. Make him pick the number, wherever you put it.
Okay.
Just so that they can focus on Hector.
Yeah!
There
you go. Now you're talking. Well, all right. We're talking about the swingless golf club, the miracle driver, the shotgun golf club, or as they call it online, the easy golf club, easygolf.com. It's the golf driver that swings so you don't have to. Hey, there's another good slogan.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy. After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
There are all kinds of ways to save at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Friday, too. Save 50 to 75% store-wide. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 20% off. Or use your pass to take $10 off a $25 purchase today and tomorrow till 1 p.m. And look for specials each day for you, your family, and home. Today and tomorrow at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale and clearance price and exclusions apply.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Works fast at every angle. Makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it, so I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. But I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be one step ahead. Call now, 866-598-MATH. That's 866-598-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
All right, I have the numbers. By the way, here's the good news for people. I'm giving away that $1,000 golf rifle, golf shotgun, shotgun rifle, miracle golf club that drives itself with a pull of a trigger, easy golf, 1 through 8. I picked 8 emails. There were 8. Hector, the numbers, 1 through 8. 1 through 8. Think about it for 1 second. Tell me the number.
Did you hear me?
Go ahead. I did not hear you, sir.
I said 5.
All right, 5. Hold on. 5. I'm pushing 5 to the side. I've written the numbers on the back of these emails that I have printed out. Okay, let me tell you, first of all, Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care. $70 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. And you're going to need them if you're driving around here this weekend here in Chicago in the Midwest. Check out a Firestone store. Visit driveafirestone.com. For full details. Number 5, I'm flipping it over. It's for the... Okay, hold on.
Shouldn't we have somebody in there watching you?
Yeah, come on in, watch. Hey, Patrick, what do you want? Buzz, once again, why would I cheat? This is... And it's... I wish it were someone else, but it's not. I wish it were someone more sympathetic. I wish it was for the Parkinson's guy. I wish it was for the double amputee, but it is not. So I wish I could have rigged this the way I wanted it to. And next time, guess what I'm going to do? I am going to rig it.
Rig it.
Right? Well, you know, not rig it, but I'm just going to do it the way I
want
to do it.
You want something done right. Yeah. Rig it yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That is... Hello? Hello?
You've reached Mike Blake on my personal cell phone.
My personal cell phone.
I have changed my phone system. Yeah. If you are a client, you can reach me at 630-8.
Mike, this is Jonathan Brandmeier calling about your 78-year-old buddy that can't drive the ball anymore because every time he plays, the ball just dribbles down the ladies' tee and all he does is swear and ruin your golf day. You told me to have a festive Thanksgiving. I'm telling you to have a festive Thanksgiving, mister, because you have just picked up a $1,000 easy golf club, the golf rifle, the shotgun rifle, or as you said in your subject line, the miracle driver or whatever that thing was called. It is now yours. And you're, but Mike, you said you're going to give it to that guy. Call me, 844, the number 4, JB Show. You win.
Well, I grip it and I rip it, y'all.
Yeah, he gets it. The easy golf club. That's the guy you heard, the guy that 18 times around he and his puss drives, he says. He drives into the hazards, the lakes, the tees. He dribbles all the way down to the ladies' tees, and they're tired of him swearing about it. They're going to give him a golf rifle now, and that is what he gets.
It's comforting to know that the shotgun golf rifle is in the hands of a bunch of...
crazy people. Profanity-laced nuts. Okay, great.
It's for people that really... I want to play golf.
But don't like to swing. Yeah.
Well,
this is Johnny B. Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at readingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner and where is everyone going to sit?
Barbecue and turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh, no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November Red Hot Buys!
This month at Ace, there are Red Hot Buys all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99, limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected Company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these Red Hot Buys and more at Ace. your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
The Movie Man coming up today in just moments. I don't know if I could take him right out of the box.
But we have no choice.
The Movie Man, I don't know, he wants to get up early today. Hey, you know, Buzz, you've heard me say I don't play board games, right? But now I'm telling you about Wits and Wagers, as I've been telling you. Hey, Buzz, how much did Google pay to acquire YouTube in 2006? That's a question I might ask. Well, plenty would not be acceptable in Wits and Wagers. A game you're not supposed to know the answers, but you take your best guess, and then you wage. Well, you have chips, and you can put money attached to it if you want, which is what I would do, or chugging. It's the perfect game to play with the family and friends this holiday. No one feels left out. Mom, Dad,
what are we playing? Get away from the TV. I'm watching the Packers.
No one feels left out. Everyone has a chance to win. Easy to learn. You can learn in about 1 minute. If I did, you can. No kidding, Johnny. It only takes 20 minutes to play. Or you just keep going until you're just broke or hammered or just having so much fun you can't stand it. Remember the name when you're out shopping, Wits and Wagers Party Game. That's the Wits and Wagers Party Game. The best game ever. It's on sale this week at Target. And Toys R Us for $5 off. Wits and Wagers!
Want to talk to JV? Call toll free.
I'd rather be home watching that video from the ring.
844-4JV-SHOW. 844-4JV-SHOW. This is Brandmeier.
How much do you think, the Wits and Wagers question, how much did Google pay to acquire YouTube in 2006? Take a guess.
I don't even know whether to go millions or billions.
$1.65 billion. In 2005, the initial startup investment for YouTube was $11.5 million. These dudes in 2005 started it up, invested $11.5 million, and end up with $1.65 billion.
Right.
It's almost like the movie Man who had the, he sold, press one now. And he got $600 million from AOL. Well, he's not on now, so I can talk about it.
What's up, lesbians?
I can talk about it now.
And $600 million is chicken feed.
Right. Compared to the Google at $1.6 billion. Billion. And Bobby Slayton is stopping by. I always like Bobby. He's a little out there. The pit bull of comedy. The one, the only Bobby Slayton. And the way we met was an odd way when he played the part of Joey Bishop in the Rat Pack movie on HBO. And he was telling me that he's going to be Joey Bishop in the movie The Rat Pack, which I'm fascinated by Sinatra. And then you've got Raymond, all the other guys that are in the Rat Pack movie, whoever they were, they're all there. And he was saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to play Joey Bishop. I said, well, let's call Joey Bishop and get some tips. And that just went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
The great Joey Bishop.
That's what Joey Bishop does.
No, I just went, Joey Bishop, it's Slayton who turned on me, and I cannot wait to remind him of that again. This is the call to Joey Bishop, Bobby Slayton playing the part of Joey Bishop in the Rat Pack on HBO.
You know, Joey, I heard some stories about you, but you were actually a real lady killer, weren't you?
That's not true.
That's not true?
Let me tell you something, my dear friend, okay?
I think if it wasn't true, you'd say it was.
Yeah, I would say it's true, Joey.
What, that I was a lady killer?
Yeah.
I heard you got more broads than any of those guys. I'm not just saying that.
You're married now, Joey. Is that why you're being careful in the kitchen there?
Yeah, I'm married 57 years, and I must say I don't appreciate your attitude.
Whose attitude?
Yours.
What about what, sir?
But you're assuming things that are not so.
Well, no, I'm just going by Bobby's done some research on the part of you and for the Rat Pack.
The part of me. I'm married 57 years, never had a drink of liquor in my life.
Well, that I knew. They always had me. When I was playing you, everybody was busy drinking, and I always had ginger ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't smoke either, did you?
I did smoke, but when I went over to Vietnam, in order for me to be able to entertain the guys down where the action is,
right?
I had to stop.
Well, let me ask you something, because Frank, from everything I've read about him...
Why do you ask me these things? Why didn't you ask before you do anything?
Because, I couldn't get a hold of you. Nobody would give me your number.
Well, how come you got a hold of me now?
Because Jonathan Brandmeier on the radio, he's the one that called you. He just called me to talk to you.
I didn't mean to get you guys fighting. I just thought, that you would be...
Love it, Brandmeier. It's great radio.
It would be a showbiz moment that you two would be able to get on. But, Joy, what made you mad here? I want to find out what...
Well, why would it be a show business moment after the fact?
Well, wait a minute. It's not because he's playing you in the Rat Pack.
He's already played me.
Right. The movie's not out yet. It's coming out.
So what are they going to do, change the movie after we talk?
No, Joey, in the movie they didn't make you appear like a lady killer. That's not what I meant. And then nobody had you drinking.
There's Bobby Slayton. And,
Celebrity Nightmare.
We're called Joey Bishop, the great late Joey Bishop, the member of the Rat Pack. Bobby goes, hey, no, wait a minute. That's Brandmeier called you. I didn't call you. Brandmeier, I love it. It's great radio. Joey Bishop, the HBO film, Rat Pack, starring Ray Liotta, Joe Mantegna, Don Cheadle, and Bobby Slayton, just Joey Bishop. How about that? Oh, man, he never lets me forget that. Oh, are you kidding me? I love that movie.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but I mean, how can it not be slightly disappointing?
It's just, to watch them, it's just, nobody can ever duplicate those dudes. Nobody.
Right,
the Rat
right.
Pack is the greatest group assembled in the history of show business. There's nothing like it out there. There's nothing, and there never will be. So, yes, to look at Ray Liotta and Joe Mantegna and Donnie Cheadle, these are fine, great actors, and Bobby Slayton. Yeah, you can never be the Rat Pack, but you can just kind of live through, they're kind of documenting the way it was. But not according to Joey Bishop.
That's not the way it was. That's not the way it was. That was just Brandmeier calling.
All right, we'll check with the movie man in a second right here. Direct line to a good time, 844-4-JB-SHOW.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray works fast at every angle. Makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers. We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One. It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to BrandmeierShow.com and subscribe to the podcast. You'll get instant access to past shows and new shows emailed to you daily. Sign up now at BrandmeierShow.com and listen anytime you want. It's Johnny B. in your hand and on demand.
There ain't nothing to do and there's always room for more. Feel it, light it, shut up and close the door. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
And now the movie man will call in the last hour.
What happened?
I don't know. He's tired. Who knows? Not my problem.
It's just like he just wants to make demands.
Yeah, that's right. No, we gave him the option. He could call now. He could talk later. We said you could have more time later or whatever, and I think then he just hung up. That's just the way it is.
News director, Buzzkill
News.
Yeah,
I know. I just said it. Buzz is right there. It's Friday. Let's go.
France cannot seem to catch a break. Security forces have reportedly begun a counter-assault on a hotel in the capital of the West African nation of Mali, a former French colony, where officials say gunmen took dozens of hostages and killed at least three people this morning. By noon in Mali, at least 80 hostages had been freed. Two Malian nationals and a French national have been killed. Malian soldiers, with the help of UN troops and U.S. special forces, had the hotel surrounded, which it remains at the moment surrounded. Meanwhile, the ISIS terrorists have threatened to destroy the White House just a day after another video threatened to suicide bomb somebody in New York in the wake of the Paris attacks. Speaking in the footage, a jihadi with a long beard and dressed in a headdress and robe worn by many of the fighters there warns, "We started with Paris and we will finish with the false White House. We shall render the White House black with our fire, Allah willing." He also says, "We shall, Allah willing, we shall roast them with explosive belts and car bombs."
I don't like the term roast them, but whatever.
It sounds cozy. Roasting.
Right.
Roasting marshmallows, roasting.
We're getting to that time of year.
Yeah.
Roasting on an open fire. Did you just call him a mastermind?
Nope, not me.
You're not supposed to call him a mastermind anymore. But he's
not anymore.
He's not a mastermind.
We begin tonight with a note to the American news media. Stop calling Abdelhamid Aboud a mastermind.
Yeah.
You can call him the ringleader of the attacks in Paris. You can call him the organizer of the attacks. But stop glorifying this homicidal maniac who flunked out of high school.
That's right. Thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. You're right on. Mastermind.
Yeah. The U.S. House of Representatives defied President Obama on Thursday.
Buzz sent me some porn. I was about to tell you that Buzz sent you some porn, JB.
Right.
You sent me some porn? What do you mean?
Well, they have pictures, a big spread in the internet of the cowgirl suicide bomber who blew herself up in Paris.
Oh, yes.
Apparently.
Wait a minute. Is that the headline that reads, "And the New York Post, skanky suicide bomber used to be a party animal"?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Wow.
I mean, apparently, her transformation into a Islamic radical, if we can use that term, happened in a 30-day period. They say at least just a month ago, she was a party animal. She's like posting selfies, walking around half naked, and then something happened, and a month later, she's got a suicide bomber belt on, and she's blowing herself up in Paris.
Mm-hmm. If all girlfriends were like that. You want to hear some more about her? Because this is, you shouldn't have sent it to me if you didn't want to hear about it, because now I'm intrigued by her. And she's a skanky little suicide bomber, used to be a party animal. According to the New York Post, she was hardly a model Muslim before she became an ISIS suicide bomber, drinking booze, drug dealing, posing naked for photos in a bubble bath. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this for Allah. Before and after photos of Paris terrorist Hasna. That's all I'm going to call her.
Hasna.
They show her radical transformation from a hard partying club goer nicknamed Cowgirl into a violent Muslim terrorist, an extremist. In one picture, she is seen soaking nude in a tub covered only by a necklace and bubbles. Neighbors told The Times that she was considered a very bad Muslim. And a female friend said she once caused a scene while she was wasted in a German nightclub. She got drunk in the nightclub and sprayed tear gas around the whole place.
Oh,
that's my kind of girl.
That's what I want.
She was described as a party animal who loves clubbing. On Wednesday morning, this little whore tried to lure French cops to their deaths by screaming, help me, as more than 100 anti-terror forces stormed the apartment building to help her north of Paris there. And then, of course, the two
You know what happened then. She blew herself up. The two...
Along with a dog.
A dog and the masterminds.
Stop calling Adel Hamid Aboud a mastermind.
I got it. Okay. I understand that. Now, it is believed, according to the Times, it is believed that she was married to him. And this is where it gets weird. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
According to the source, they were married. Her assault rifle blew herself up. She emptied her assault rifle, then blew herself up, becoming, here's another notch for her belt for Allah. She became Europe's first female suicide bomber. The explosive vest she triggered killed a police dog named Diesel, ripped her to shreds, sending her head and her spine hurling out a window. How's that for a party, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, man, how'd you party last night? I tell you, man, I feel like my head and my spine went out a window. They did. They did. Anyway, remember, that's when she yelled, "He's not my boyfriend." Right. When a cop yells out, "Where's your boyfriend?" she yelled out, "He's not my boyfriend," which I thought was odd. You said we know. And maybe she just wanted to make sure before she joined Olive that she was not, as a cousin. We thought she was a cousin. She didn't want to be tied into that. Allah would not have accepted that. But now maybe she's, no, we're married. Hey, who cares? Your head's about to go out a window with your spine. Don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. So now we see that she's, and look at this, though. Isn't it weird that you get nude photos of the skanky suicide bomber. Hardly a model Muslim. I love when the neighbors call her a bad Muslim.
Muslim.
Yeah. Oh, she's a bad Muslim. Hey, you neighbors, some of you neighbors, you could have ratted them out, but you didn't want to. Kept your mouth shut. Now what's happening? Huh? Now she's posing nude in a bubble bath and Buzz is sending me porn. I can get my own porn, Buzz, next time, all right? I don't want to see suicide.
In trouble for that.
I don't want to see suicide porn. Tony, what do you want?
I think we should call her Hasta the Blasta.
Hasta the Blasta. All right, well, it's too late for a title. Hasta the Blasta. No, he's not my boyfriend. All right, Buzz, thank you for that. It's really nice. Yeah. And you know what bothers me? I'm sure people out there now will go, wait a minute, I want to go see this skanky suicide bomber. She's not worth it. I'd like to see a layout now with just her head out through a window and her spine next to her, holding her spine.
She does have really crazy eyes, don't change from picture to picture no matter what the picture is.
And every guy out there's had that crazy girlfriend, you know, that one crazy one, no matter what you say or what you do, it just becomes crazy town. And
yeah, it's good for a while, isn't it?
Yeah. And when you're going out.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, this is what you want now. But then it's like, hey, now let's settle down. Wait. No, what? But she went crazy. The skank suicide bomber, she went crazy by throwing, you know, tear gas all around that German nightclub. Right. And she hooks up with the master. Sorry.
Stop calling. Okay. Adel Hamid Aboud, a mastermind. You can call him the ringleader of the attacks in Paris. You can call him the organizer of the attacks. But stop glorifying this homicidal maniac who flunked out of high school.
Right on. Once again, Lawrence O'Donnell. Nice work.
So does Steve Jobs.
Buzz always coming to the defense of terrorists, if you want to let them know.
Putting him in perspective. Okay. I'm defending anyone.
All right, that's good.
I wasn't defending Gerald Fogle, Jared Fogle.
Right.
Sentenced to 15 years in jail, exceeding what the prosecution was asking for. His attorney, was asking for 5 years. The prosecution wanted 12 and a half years. The judge gave him 15.
Good. That's right. Give him some time to get a barbell dropped on his head.
Boy, that's tough.
World's going crazy, Buzz. Can't take it anymore. You know, it's a great time of year in the woods of Wisconsin for deer hunting, and now the Wisconsin sheriff is asking hunters to, as they enter the woods, to watch out for meth labs. Okay, you know what?
Why?
You got to wear orange.
Meth lab?
You got to wear orange. You got to watch out for the other guy. Make sure you don't get shot by another deer hunter who doesn't know how to hunt. And now the Wisconsin Sheriff's Department is warning people to stay on the lookout for meth labs. Here is the note. As hunters take to the woods this coming weekend, we want to make sure the public is aware that they should use caution should they come upon any of the following material: plastic bottles containing a white or pink colored sludge, Coleman fuel cans, containers of lye or Drano, batteries that appear to have been taken apart, or plastic containers with small hoses sticking out of the top of them.
That is my backyard.
Oh, yeah, Ader, look at this. I think there's a buck just went up in here into this trailer. They warn hunters not to confront anyone who was spotted working on a suspected meth lab, and do not go near a subject under the influence of methamphetamine. They can be highly unpredictable, paranoid, and volatile.
That's right.
Did you get your buck? Did I get my buck? Why are you asking me that? You're asking me, did I get my buck? Who the hell are you to ask me that? Okay, there, mister. I just noticed the Drano and the lye and the containers and the white and pink sludge, and I just wanted to check and see if you're all right. I'm all right. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. Yikes. I'm the one who knocks. I am the one who knocks on my deer hunting stand.
Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. You know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going to work? A business big enough that it could be listed on NASDAQ would go belly up.
Right on.
This is the Jonathan Brand.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
It is that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all of the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The family of the American killed in Friday's terror attack in Raleigh says they're devastated by their loss. Anita Katar of Tacoma Park, Maryland, in suburban Washington, D.C., was among the 20 people slain by Islamic militants. At a Republican presidential forum in Des Moines, Iowa, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says he thinks political correctness is a big danger for our country.
I believe that it is caused by the secular progressives, and they do not care whether you agree with them or not, as long as you sit down and shut your mouth. And that gives them the ability to drive the boat. And it's one of the reasons that I absolutely 100% refuse to submit to political correctness, and they hate me for it.
Also at that presidential forum, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says the U.S. has to be careful about allowing in refugees, citing the attackers of the Boston Marathon.
The two Boston bombers came here as refugees. We fed them, we clothed them, we housed them, we gave them free education, and they killed us, and they killed our citizens.